Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 109, I think.
Hello.
Pretty sure that's it. My name is Chris Ferricchio, and I'm here with Travis Baum.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
Today, we are going to look back at how badly we predicted the future at the beginning of this
man.
Year. It was pretty
way
devastating.
Off this year.
Speak for yourselves.
All right, Mr. like gimmies.
That's yeah, all you Mr. Thought. Hey, they're going to show a Final Fantasy 13 trailer.
I think there's going to be another Metal Gear. Oh, okay. Really? Another Metal Gear? You don't say. But before we get to that, we're going to do some distractions and some news. And then afterwards, we'll do some new releases, if there are any. I haven't even checked yet. And then listener email and a new question of the week. So before we get into all of that, Travis. Tell us how you're doing, man.
I'm pretty sure the listeners are very happy that you spoiled pretty much all of the predictions for the show. I appreciate that. Again, nothing much. I'm really, really busy with Christmas. We're doing Christmas Eve and the family gathering this year for Christmas Eve, and just nonstop with that. So, but that's boring. Let's talk video games.
You're doing it at Sonic, right?
No. We're catering Moe's, which, for people who don't know what Moe's is, it's like
gross.
The greatest Mexican food. Gross?
Oh, Moe's is... I don't like it.
The one thing, I love Moe's, first of all, I do love Moe's, but I'm going to tell you, Willy's is better. If you ever see a Willy's...
Chipotle is better.
Chipotle is
and that's even
retarded
kind of crap.
Because it's like, oh, here's your burrito, now pay extra for chips.
Right.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Hey, Chipotle though. I do. Besides the fact that it's run by McDonald's, it's
I think they both.
Oh, you guys you need took my pop quiz away. Oh,
you guys. Prediction. One right for Chris.
Fail.
You guys need a Quesadas or a Burrito Boys. That's the good shit.
Burrito Boys. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like a small. There's literally only two of them in Toronto. Like this dude just opened up one day. He was drunk, and him and his buddy. Went out drinking after the bar, and they were like, you know what, we need to open a place where we can get, like, burritos or something like that. And literally they did it, and the place is, like, huge now.
Ginormous
like, not huge, actually a small place.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God, they're ridiculous. And they grill them, and they're so good.
Quite nice. The entrepreneurs they are. Hey, let's open up this place.
Yeah, exactly. We're starving. Let's do this.
Cool. But boring Christmas stuff aside, I got some gaming stuff that I was doing. Man, I picked up a Wii. Again.
Ooh.
Leave
You're
it to
supposed
me.
To save this stuff for when we're doing distractions, Travis.
I know, but it wasn't really a distraction of what I was playing because I really didn't play it that much. But I got one. Like, for people who don't know, I originally had a Wii, but I traded it on Craigslist for a PS3. But we
Straight
got it
up,
back.
Which
Megan,
is awesome.
Yeah, Megan wanted a Wii again, and we decided that instead of getting Christmas presents for each other, let's just get a Wii, you know, for the house. We'll leave it in the living room. We won't have it in the man cave. And, you know, let's just, you know, have it for when people come over or if we want to play casual video games. I think she's just looking for a way to spend more time with me because I'm always upstairs up here. But
Aww.
That's another story. But
well, you and Megan have to meet up with me and Tanya online and we have to play some Mario Wii.
But I really want to keep liking you guys, and from what I hear, we're going to start hating each other if we keep playing that game.
Playing that game for a while.
Damn it, get off my head!
Yeah. That'll be Tanya, by the way, not me.
Crazy story, though. You know, we got the bundle package from GameStop. And
which package is that?
It was $2.99. You get the console, of course, Wii Sports is in there, but you get to pick one game out of a group of four. So we got Wii Sports Resort. And then I bought an extra Wii Motion Plus because I knew only one came with the package, with the game itself. And then Megan got like Family Feud or something like that to play with the family for. Yeah, I know, right? So anyway, so we got all that. So we get home, we're unpacking it up and everything, and we're ready to hook it up, so I'm hooking up the Wii. All right, let's try this Wii Sports Resort. She opens up the box. Boom, empty. It was a display.
Oh,
a display
no.
box, and they gave us just the box. No game, no Wii Motion Plus, no nothing in there. So we had
nice.
To drive all the way back to GameStop and say, hey, dude, we love this box art. It's amazing. But
amazing.
I didn't spend $60 for this. Can we get our game please?
Didn't they notice when they're putting it in like the bag that
they
it was
look.
Wide
it was
as a
fucking
feather.
Retards, man.
And
most
dude,
of the time.
I swear to God, I picked up the new box that we picked up and it had to have been 5 pounds, well not 5 pounds.
Oh, it's
three,
heavier. Yeah,
heavier.
A lot heavier.
I mean, cardboard and then a full package. I don't know. How does this guy not know what a package feels like in his hand?
I'm sure he's had a lot of packages in his hand.
That's what she said. All right.
Yeah. So, and then, I had a run-in with Blockbuster today, actually. It's quite interesting, if you don't mind me telling the story.
Go for it, man. Stories are good.
Well, we, Megan and I rented Lego Rock Band. For the hope of importing the songs over to Rock Band 2.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
And then bring it doesn't, you know, because they don't have the codes in the box. Right. And then on top of that, we were having a family get together, and a lot of Megan's cousins wanted to play Rock Band. So we're like, well, let's get Lego because it's pop and it's mostly girls, so they'll like the pop songs more than the Rock Band songs. So, you know, let's rent it. Well, we used to have the Game Pass. We didn't. We don't anymore. But we used to have the Game Pass where you can keep it on, you know, keep it as much as you want. Well, of course, me, and I take the total blame for this. I didn't take the game back. So, of course, Blockbuster does that thing after a while.
They charge you for it.
They charge you for the full game.
Right.
And in order to give it back, you have to pay $1.49 restocking fee. Well, they had just changed last month. They had just changed their policy to where after the full game gets charged onto your account, and it's fully purchased, after 10 days, you can't do the restocking fee.
What?
Yeah. So I went up there bitching about that. An idea popped in my head while I was talking to the guy up there at Blockbuster, and I was like, okay, theoretically, I bought this game, correct? And he's like, yes. Okay, I bought this game. It's the same as me coming up in here and charging a used game that's on your shelf on my account with using my credit card. It's purchased, right? He says, yeah. I go, so what's your return policy? He says, oh, well, we usually have a 30-day, and he was starting to stutter because he knew where I was getting at. Well, we kind of have a 30-day guarantee that anything open boxed or anything that's not new on our shelves, 30 days, you're going to get your money back. I say, well, it looks on here that November 28th, you charged me full. Well, it is December 23rd, right? 23rd, 24th. That's about 20-something days into my return policy. I'd like to return my game. And he was like, let me talk to my manager and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Let me have your phone number. And I'm like, yeah, please get in touch with me tomorrow because I want my $49.99 back. So that's
actually charge you full price for it?
Yeah. Well, when you rent it, it's like $8.99 to rent it for 5 days. And then on your receipt, it says for $49.99, you could purchase the full game. So it's kind of similar to what Gamefly does, where you can get it for a cheaper price because it still is a $60 title. So they're offering, you know,
no,
they're giving
it's
you the,
not.
Oh, it's not.
Lego Rock Band is a $50 title.
Mm. Well, I stand corrected. I didn't know that.
They're fucking you over, dude.
Yeah, I know. But when I said, well, what's your return policy? He knew exactly where I was getting at. So, hopefully when I,
good on, yeah.
Yeah. So next week, hopefully I should have we'll throw a $50 party.
Curse your money back, yo.
Yeah, I want my monies. So anyway, that's all the exciting stuff that's been happening this week. So anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Cool.
Jeff, what's up?
Not much. I went out to Chicago to visit, to Terry and, some other podcasting peeps and other people down in Chicago.
I'm so jealous.
Fortunately, you guys couldn't make it because you guys both had prior engagements that you couldn't break away from.
Yes, I did. I feel very bad.
But it was.
I'm broke.
It was a lot of fun, and from what I remember, it was a lot of fun. It ended up being a typical kind of get together between all of us because it ended up between me and Scott Sauer from The Goo. Up until it was probably about 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Ugh. And it was one of those things where time just flew by. I remember we did like a bunch of tournaments, stuff like that. And then, I just remember we ended up playing Street Fighter and it might've been around 4 at that point. And then I just remember we went outside I went outside for a smoke. He recently quit. Good on him as well. But, went outside and then it was light out. And I'm just like, oh my God, what time is it? And this time wasn't that early. It was probably like 7, but then I ended up talking to Louie and I'm just talking to people till like, it was like 9 o'clock or something like that in the morning. It was insane. But,
yeah, that's normal for you and Scott though.
Yeah. It's just something, I don't know, something else get us a few wobbly pops in us and we can just talk each other's ear off till like God knows when. But
they talk like two women. It's crazy.
But about important stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I got back on Sunday, tired as hell. I think I finally caught up on sleep yesterday. So I'm kind of groggy and just kind of out of it. And the hangover lasts like 3 days at this age, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that sucks balls. But other than that, I picked up a Sega Saturn and a Super Nintendo when I was there.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Oh, at that store by Terry's Place?
Yeah, that place, which is a kick-ass game store.
Oh, man, it's the best one I've seen in a long time.
I don't know if I'd go
time.
There for new stuff, but for older stuff, man.
Yeah, what was the name of that place? Video Games?
Video Game Etc., I think. Video
no,
Games
it's,
Etc. or
is
something.
It?
Yeah, that's what it says on the receipt anyway.
Oh, no, yeah, it is Video Game Etc. Because I remember comparing it to, well, comparing the name to Software Etc. from back in the day. Yeah, that place is awesome.
So, I picked up that Super Nintendo with ActRaiser 1 and 2 and Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings.
Yeah,
sweet.
I had to get Pilot Wings. I'm like, I love Pilot Wings. So good.
Hell yeah.
And then the Saturn came with Fighters Mega Mix, but of course, once I had the Saturn, I had to go online order some more stuff. So, ordered the cartridges that lets you play Japanese games on there, along with X-Men versus Street Fighter, and also
nice.
Guardian Heroes. So
nice.
Yeah,
good choices.
Guardian Heroes was a little bit expensive, but nothing too crazy. But
okay.
Yeah, I think it's well worth it. But more on that later. But that was it for my week. It was kind of pretty cool. It's exciting.
Right. Awesome.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
What about you, Chris?
Lots of just getting ready for Christmas. You know, getting ready for. I mean, Crystal was doing baking, believe it or not. But she actually did baking to bring in cookies to work. I'm like, I thought you were going to make stuff for Christmas.
Meg made a lot of cookies too. They were good.
Yeah. Oh, did you eat them already?
oatmeal cookies and those Russian tea cakes, the powdered sugar.
Ooh.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Let me see. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, Christmas Eve is tomorrow. We're recording on Wednesday. So, you know, just getting ready for the holidays right now, trying to keep money in my pocket while trying to make everybody else happy. That's rough to do.
Yeah, it's tough.
But yeah, that's about it. So let's get into some game talk. Hey, Travis.
Hey.
What's distracting you?
A lot. I actually had to make a list for this one. We'll start off, Chris, you know what I'm going to start off with, buddy?
Modern Warfare.
Mandatory Modern Warfare. I'm back, baby. I guess last week was a fluke or something when I was playing really bad, but I'm back this week. I'm feeling good. Level 56.
Damn, how high does it go? How high does this one go?
70. And yeah. I'm gonna tell you, from about 45 to 70 is such a slow crawl. It's like I'm trying to do a level a day, and it takes so long to level up in between levels now that I'm having to get like every 2 days now. Like it's really, really tough. Yeah. It's a really, really long crawl. So I'm working on that and I'll, you know, try to keep my updates up until I hit 70.
Okay.
One of Jeff's probably game of the year.
Which one?
What's it called? Left Hook the game.
UFC.
Right? UFC. That's it. Yeah, I was sitting around bored a little bit, and I was like, well, I could play Duke Nukem, or I could play UFC. Let's play some UFC. That sounds a little more fun. you're just messing around with the career mode. I haven't played it, and man, that game, there's so much to that game.
It's a good
like,
game.
It's not, yeah, and aside, if you don't want to like left hook all the time, Jeff, and you want to like be more of a grappler, the system is really,
really
deep.
Well, no,
really,
the left
really
hook thing more of a joke, just because being hammered and Scott didn't know how to do anything else, and it was working for a bit.
You had to be there, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a little UFC. I'm jumping back in to Mass Effect.
Oh, good. Good on you.
The reason I did this, because I've had this game since it released.
Because you saw the new trailer and it's kick-ass?
That new trailer is amazing. It's really, really good.
Is that the one with the new class?
It's the cinematic trailer.
The cinematic. It's all CG, but it's kind of like in the same style that Dragon Age one was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But it's so awesome.
And it gets you ready. And at the very end of the trailer, it shows like 1/28/2010. And I'm like, holy crap.
Wait.
Let me look at my...
Really?
Yeah, end of January, buddy.
Yeah, it comes out end of January.
Just so everybody knows, Mass Effect 2 comes out on my birthday. Just saying. Just saying.
Nice.
Woop, woop.
Well, Let's see. But anyway, yeah, the trailer showed the date. I'm like, wow, I thought this was like a February title. No, it's January. So I went ahead and checked on my character because you can import your previous save to this game. And I was looking at my character, and I'm like, man, I really don't like this character. I even made a custom face. And looking at these new Mass Effect 2 trailers, I'm like, okay, I actually want to be the actual Shepard face that, you know, is on the cover. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do my custom face anymore. So I decided that, you know, I want to start all the way from the beginning. My original Mass Effect character was a renegade. I kind of want to go
Paradigm.
The paradigm. Yeah. Paradigm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Which one's the paradigm?
That's the good path. Yeah.
I wanted to go to good path. So I'm starting over from scratch. Starting over from scratch. I'm about 4.5-5 hours into it. I just got full use of the map, so I can, you know, really jump in there. And I was sitting playing this game, and I'm like, okay, why when I play Dragon Age, am I struggling my first playthrough to really, mm-hmm. really stick to this game? Because for a time, I thought I was starting to get addicted, but then it just dropped off.
For what, Dragon Age or for Mass Effect?
For Dragon Age.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And when I get into Mass Effect, this is going to be my second full playthrough.
Yeah.
But I've already started this game, like re-rolled a character and started this game about five times.
Wow.
All right. And why do I always want to keep on going back to Mass Effect? And it's the same company. And the games
are... It's a dialogue system, isn't it?
It's the dialogue system. It's exactly that. Just to pick something and you have a broad, you know, idea of what
it's going to say.
It's short
answers. You don't have to read, like, entire sentences.
Exactly. Yeah. And he actually says it. That kills me. Like, I mean, I was kind of getting sick of it with Fallout 3. Just, you know, not hearing your character.
Dragon Age.
Character not having it. No, well,
or
Fallout
both,
3,
I guess,
too.
Yeah.
Well, both of them, yeah. You're not allowed to have that voice. And I guess if you're BioWare, with Dragon Age, they're trying to go for this, okay, well, you're your character. You're not going to hear yourself talk. Like, the whole reason... what's his face from Half-Life doesn't talk because they want to immerse you in the character. I guess they're trying to do that too, but I'm completely fine with having a character who has his own voice.
Same here.
I'm very, very cool with that in an RPG.
Yeah, especially in an RPG because I can see in a first-person game because you're actually seeing it from the first person. You're seeing everything through the character's eyes, but in an RPG, you're not. It's third person for the most part or other camera angles, and you're looking at this character as being someone else besides you. You're just making their decision for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I agreed, yeah.
But that's... I like it. And it helps that Shepard has this, whether you're good or bad, has a fantastic personality.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a space Jack Bauer. It's amazing. I really like it. It's fun.
Yeah, I need to play that again too because I need to get because I accidentally erased my old save game.
Oh no! Oh.
So then I restarted as a chick, like a real big bitch. But then I'm thinking, well, when I play through the first time with two, I want to play through as the actual Shepard. Then if I play through a second time, pick the female character again. But I'm worried that if I save it with the female character at the end, if I beat it, then that's why I have to be for two, which. I don't know if I really want to right now. So.
Yeah, see, that's kind of where I am at right now. See, I've beaten the game twice with two different characters, and the character that I enjoyed playing more was definitely the chick that I made who could use biotics, and I would like to continue using her in Mass Effect 2, but I also made her a big bitch. You know, I went renegade with her.
I think you get to pick all your class stuff all over again. Just I think what you look like and your decisions carry over. Which is... Yeah.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then I'll just use my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Cool deal. Well, yeah, I'm a few hours into that, and I'm definitely going to finish it through because I want this. I want to import the file correctly.
Are you gonna get the DLC for it, too?
For the first game?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Don't bother.
Probably not.
Well, the first one is don't bother. I heard the second one was better. I haven't tried it yet, though. I've got some Microsoft points left over, too, so I might... Go back to that.
Isn't that more of like an arena type of DLC?
Yeah, I thought it was just like an arena type thing, like fighting.
Oh, is it? Nah, never mind.
Yeah, if it's more story, like good story, worthwhile to spend the money on, then yeah, I'll go for it. But if it's just more or less, hey, come be a part of this fighting arena, it's just that's not for me.
Yeah, the first DLC is a mission. It's a new mission, and it'll run about an hour to an hour and a half. Depending on how fast you are getting through it, but unfortunately, most of the time, most of the mission is just you looking at the same damn side mission planets, you know, and, you know, the same side mission buildings that they repeat over and over and over again.
Over and over, yeah. Yeah.
And then, but at the very end, they have this new building and you walk in and it's got like a, you know, all this new look to it. Mm-hmm. And the entire battle happens within like the first 100 feet of you walking in the building, and you never get to walk around this new building. It's retarded the way they did it, but you know, whatever. I loved Mass Effect, and I bought it anyway, and I played it, and yeah, there you go.
I really hope BioWare steps it up when it comes, you know.
Yeah, they said they were going to, man. The side missions in
they
in
admitted
the first
they
one.
Screwed up with the DLC and that, so.
Yeah, well, right. it wasn't even the DLC. It's just side missions in general. I mean, it really didn't give you a lot of reason to go explore everything unless you wanted to grind and level up and that kind of thing.
Right. Well, hopefully they take the, you know, Ubisoft route and just make the second game, you know, much like the problems that were with the first game, just completely just fix it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Even with the issues that we're talking about, the game was still, you know, one of the best games of 2007.
Yeah,
you know.
So it's so great. I'm excited about it.
Cool.
What else did I play? Finally beat a campaign on Left 4 Dead 2. I didn't get a full good party because I was bitching a couple of weeks ago that it's just impossible to find a good party with randoms. Well, I found a party where the three partners that I had. At least one guy was competent enough to leave me with the decision to stay. And we finished the first campaign, and, you know, it's pretty fun. The finales, they actually, instead of just, you know, pressing a button, you get a sentence that says, you know, the horde is coming, you know, fight your way for what, five to seven minutes until, you know, the airplane's ready to take off. It's more engrossing than that because you actually have objectives during the finale. So instead of just waiting around, just fighting off people, for instance, the level that I did, you're in this mall, it ends in this mall, and there's this mall lobby, and there's some sort of like stock car, like, you know, exhibit there, and there's a stock car sitting there, but it's out of gas. For some weird reason, there's gas canisters like littered across like the bottom and top floor. For some reason, I don't know why, it's very convenient, but
what, they don't have
there.
Gas canisters in your mall? Just laying around everywhere?
No.
Oh, they do at mine. What are you talking about?
I need to start shopping in Roswell. But anyway, so what you have to do is you have to find 12 of these gas cans, and you have to, you know, take them to the car, and it takes 12 of the gas cans to fill up the car, and all the while you have, you know, all these, you know, zombies running at you. So it just gives you an idea of it's not just standing around just shoot until the plane or the car is ready or the boat arrives. You actually have to do stuff, and it engrosses you in the finale. And, you know, like I said, by the time, you know, you actually get a full, it's a mad dash to the car, and then you have like, you know, 20 special infected on your ass. It's really, really fun. It is still much, much harder than the first Left 4 Dead, but now that I've finished one campaign, I'm more enthused about playing it more. So I'm actually liking it a little better than I did last time I talked about it.
Okay.
I'm still playing Torchlight. Love it. Probably if we had a category this year for best recommendation of the year, it would go to Scott. It would go to Scott for really pushing me to get this game because I really, really enjoy it. I won't talk too much about it, but it's just, I'm loving it so much. A thousand thank yous, Mr. Sauer.
Have you bought it yet?
Oh, I bought it. Yeah, well, I was going to buy it after I got the demo. You know, like you said, you played it for 3 minutes and you bought it. And I was like, okay, well, let me hold off on it. You know, we were talking about money. Me and my wife were talking about money earlier. So, well, I'll hold off on it. But the second that weekend hit and they're like, $9.99, I was like, oh, it is bought right now. Nice. So I picked it up right then.
I picked it up too. I actually, when it went to $10, I picked it up as well.
That was a great deal. Really, really good
Absolutely.
Deal. And then, well, I guess I played a few of these games, but I bought some games on Steam. And I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about those games that I bought a little later. I guess we'll talk about it during news and everything. But I'll talk some Steam games maybe a little bit later.
Foreshadowing.
So, yeah, that's all from me, guys. I told you it was a pretty big list. So. All
right, cool. Jeff, cool. Take it away, man.
Oh, man, played quite a bit, too. I played a little bit of Torchlight, of course. I needed to. You'd be happy, Chris. I finally played some Phantasy Star Portable.
Yes!
On the way to Chicago, I finished making my character and played through a few of the Tori missions or whatever. And that game is just not the same when you're not playing multiplayer.
That is true.
Just not the
I'll
same.
Give you that. That is true.
Yeah, but it was cool. It took me a while to get a handle of all the new stuff you can do in it, like strafe and shoot, like have a gun in one hand, a sword in the other, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but once you get used to it, I mean, that's the one thing that in Phantasy Star Universe that I do like a lot more than online is just the combat.
Okay. Well, yeah, and also, like, one of the things I'm like, man, it's going to be so hard to control the camera on this PSP. Then I'm thinking, wait a second. I played a crap load of this on Dreamcast, but there's only one analog. So it's got to be, like, the same. And it pretty much was. But I don't know. I still don't think this it doesn't have the charm that PSO had or has, or maybe it's just nostalgia. I don't know.
I think it is because I'll be honest with you. PS0 for DS, it literally is like PSO2, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, I'm not feeling it the way I did when I played it on the Dreamcast. Not even close.
Yeah, it might be a Dreamcast nostalgia thing with PSO and being the first kind of its game online on a console.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and the whole, like, community and everything. But, yeah, I played it. I did enjoy it. I don't know if I'll play it again unless I play it over ad hoc or something like that, but.
Yeah, Glenn from, EDP has been talking about getting a night together to play some Phantasy Star, so yeah. You know, we can set that up if you want.
True dat, Holmes. I can't believe I just said true dat, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Street Fighter 4, of course, while in Chicago. There was a Street Fighter 4 tournament in which Scott Sauer won and Cracker Jack came in second, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it random?
No, it was pick whoever you want, whatever, and then I... it came down to me, and there was a winner's bracket, loser's bracket, and then it came down to Cracker Jack and Scott in the semifinals. Cracker Jack won, and then it came down to me, and I think it was Nermasa in the semifinals, and then I won, and then it came down to me and Cracker Jack. So Cracker Jack beat me. Mind you, this is probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, so we're all pretty wobbled up.
And then, toasted at that point.
Oh, God, yeah. And, so then I had to go down to the loser's bracket and fight Scott, and then Scott won. So then Scott had to go up and then fight Cracker Jack twice, because Cracker Jack didn't lose yet, but Scott did end up winning. So it was fun, though. It was like I picked Viper a couple times, didn't work out so well. But
Did Jason play?
Jason did not play in the Street Fighter 4 tournament.
That explains a little more.
Yeah. He was like kind of like the boss character. I think the winner of the whole thing had to fight him or whatever. And then Ken, Sushi X was the boss character of the Street Fighter 2 tournament that they had. And I don't know if
that's
who
appropriate.
Won that one.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, I can't. Scott might have won that. It might have even been Cracker. I can't remember who won that one. It might have been Jason. I have no idea. It's a blur at this point. But anywho, of course, while there, I played some Guardian Heroes on the Sega Saturn.
Sweet.
Yeah, and
how many players?
Awesome. Just myself. Oh, okay. This is before everyone got there. It was just like me and Tiny were the first people there. We got there at 4 o'clock in the morning the day before, or I guess the day of. And so this is like we went. I'm kind of confused. Did I play this? Yeah, I must play this after I bought the Saturn and everything. But I was playing it and I was like, wow, this game is pretty damn cool. And it's. Yeah, I didn't have it for Saturn back in the day. I played it a little bit, but it's cool. It still kind of
so
holds
fun.
Up. The graphics are very pixelated.
Oh, God, they're horrible. But the game is so much fun. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
The game is ugly. It doesn't hold up at all.
I wouldn't say it's ugly. It's just very... Like, the art style is decent. It's just very pixelated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's ugly. But then again, I don't know. It doesn't take much to impress me when it comes to that kind of thing. Sprites, anyway.
Okay.
The Gran Turismo 5 demo/trial thing that Sony put out last week.
Oh, yeah, that's out. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's,
Gran Turismo?
Yeah, it's Gran Turismo. Okay. And I really hope people don't think that is a representation of what the game is going to look like. And I hope Polyphony doesn't think that demo is what it's going to look like when it comes out, because compared to Forza 3 and even Need for Speed Shift, they got a white ways to go. In regards to the environments and stuff like that. And they like the car models look awesome. The in-cockpit view, I still think it has... I can't say the best. Need for Speed Shift's cockpit view is amazing. But the lighting in the one on Gran Turismo is really good. But the environments themselves are just... It's so kind of boring and not... They just don't look as...
Yeah, that's the one thing about Polyphony, though, is that they always put so much focus on making sure that the cars look good and then making sure... that the track is correct, like to standards of what it would be, like what the track is in real life.
Mm-hmm. That, all the others do that now too.
Yeah, and but then they totally disregard everything that happens in the background. It's like you know, it just doesn't look good. And that's,
which, right. And I think it's more of a thing like they're getting chased because before there's no other racing games that were as good as Gran Turismo, pretty much, and if like a simulation game, like even
right.
close on par.
But now Forza is out.
But now Forza is right there, and it like it's got amazing reviews. So now they have to take that into consideration because it's going to have a direct comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But the physics are good. The physics are nice. So of course, there's no damage modeling in it because this isn't really a demo. It's a time trial to win like a kind of like a contract thing from Polyphony to kind of get you through driving school like in real life, and then you can possibly become a professional racer. Like the guy who won it last time actually won like a circuit. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But apparently they've released something like this before with the other GTA games, just not in North America. But this year they figured, hey, we might as well give it to North Americans as well, even though none of us can qualify for it. So it's just like, here's a little bit of Gran Turismo 5, which is why I'm scared, because it's a small download. It's only like 203 meg. So that's not a good indication of like what's going to be in the full game, and I think people are going to look at that like, this is Gran Turismo 5. But, it's Gran Turismo. It's free. Might as well download it, give it a try.
Cool. Still got to do that.
God of War Collection. I'm playing that almost nightly, trying to get through the first one. I'm just at the Challenge of Hades right now.
And
it
cool.
just reminds me of how shitty that part of the game is.
Drives
me insane.
I hated that part too.
Is that the... Which part is that?
It's where you have the two most frustrating parts in the entire game. The one where there's the big, giant, flaming fireballs rolling down. You got to open the doors on the side.
Yeah.
And then later on, you got to climb the spikes.
Yeah.
The pillar of spikes.
Oh, you know, the climbing the spikes thing didn't really bother me that much.
It didn't bother me too much either, but I mean, generally speaking, a lot of people hate that part.
Yeah. And it's weird the way they do it, because that's like one of the big trophies that they talked about. Oh, you know, you have to get up there without taking damage or something like that. But when I played through it, It's like when you take damage from that thing, you fall.
You fall, yeah.
And then it basically resets and you climb again. So you have to get up there, get up to
without
it without taking damage to succeed in getting up there. So all you have to do is make it to the top and you get the trophy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's weird. I thought they were trying to make it so that, you know, you have to make it perfectly on the first try. And they didn't do it that way. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't think – no developers have the guts yet to throw like a one-time-only trophy where if you screw up once, like if you don't get it on the first try, you can never get it. Which would be interesting to see if they actually do something like that.
Well, you could get it. You just have to reload a save game.
Well, yeah, you have to reload a save game. But I mean, you know, those are like only the hardcore achievement whores and trophy whores would actually do that.
Not if it auto-saves, though, and it has one of those features where it's just going to save. Like, you know, Heavy Rain's going to be like that.
Well,
like, once it auto-saves, you can't really go back.
Well, then you can just erase the entire... anything that's Heavy Rain on your hard drive, just erase it totally.
Start over the game.
Yeah, you have to start over the game. Yeah.
So if you're 75% into it, I think, I'm just going to
leave. Oh, yeah. That would kind of suck.
Yeah.
It's like, but what else I'm playing? Oh, Mod Nation Racers. Played the beta for
that. I still need to get that.
I played it too.
I have a code for it. I haven't downloaded it yet.
I think it's got a lot of potential. They got to get that frame rate up to 60 frames.
Saw that. How is that not 60 frames? It's not like it's a graphically intense game.
The only thing I can possibly think of is right now they're doing the beta to stress test it, like for stuff online, see if the online stuff works. Because most of the time, frame rate's the last thing they kind of patch up before getting games out there. And because like you said, there's no reason this should not be 60 frames.
No,
a second.
No way.
No. But it makes such a huge. When you're driving and like when you're used to playing stuff, especially racers, and this isn't even a constant 30. I don't think like it dips at some points, and it just screws with the driving, and it just doesn't look smooth at all. But I like the idea of it. It's really simple to control. You got your right analog to gas, your left one to brake. Then you hit X to do like a little hop, which is the equivalent of like the Mario Kart hop, where if you're turning, you can keep drifting, and you eventually go faster and faster, like your tires kind of go on fire.
It's pretty much like an e-brake too, like for your sharp turns and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like the Mario Kart snake. Well, you know, we can turn into a snaking kind of thing, but they just put it to a different button. But there wasn't any, I don't know, Travis, did you play any, I didn't play any online matches yet, but is there any items like in Mario Kart?
See, I couldn't, now I know they are, because when I was reading the tutorial that they said, you know, press the square button to shoot something forward, but hold the square button button down to just leave it behind you. So there are weapons. I honestly couldn't Is it just time trials that are open, or can you do races? Because I don't know if there's something wrong with the network.
I have no idea. I only did time trials.
See, me too. And I was kind of disappointed because, you know, it's a beta. I understand it's a beta, but I was kind of looking forward to doing some racing against other people. So
mm-hmm.
we can kind of start, you know, seeing how we can build a community toward it. Because with the fun that I've had with like Mario Kart and, you know, other games, Mario Kart's the only really kart race I've ever played. I mean, having an online component to games that are as good as those would be really, really fun. Even just to hop on for a couple of hours a week, it would still be a good, good time and a great mm-hmm. casual game for people who don't usually play the PS3. I think it would be really, really good for people like that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
really good.
I'm really sad that I couldn't jump into it and do that, but I'm pretty sure it's coming. You know,
I think it's on because I heard people talking about it, saying they played online matches. So
see.
I don't know if I know. The only thing I noticed that was actually closed off was the career mode. They actually had the gates up in front of it.
Yeah,
but the customization stuff, I didn't dick around with that at all, but it seemed pretty easy to do, and it seemed easy to access stuff that other people have made. Like, I just hit a button on the controller that brought up a menu of a bunch of different cars, and I was like, mm-hmm. it says this is made by so-and-so. I clicked the button, all of a sudden I had that car.
That's cool.
And like that, it was just pretty, pretty cool stuff. But yeah, it got a lot of potential that definitely piqued my interest, because it was something that was kind of like, man, we'll see, it's another kart, like Mario Kart wannabe. But if they can get that frame rate up to 60 frames per second, have good working online, like, they got the... Like, it does feel like Mario Kart, the way it's set up, and it's...
It does, a lot, yeah.
Yeah, like, the levels didn't seem, at least the ones that, the three that come in the time trial, didn't have as much charm as the Mario Kart ones, but, yeah, I mean, you can make your own track, so I'm sure people are going to be making imitation
Mario Kart tracks. Recreating those, yeah,
exactly,
absolutely, they will.
For sure. But, yeah, that's basically all I've been playing. That was the last of it.
Man, I really need to get my hands on that.
Yeah,
I have a code. I just need to download it. I haven't done it yet. So
it's fun. And as of right now, I don't think you can join. You can't invite your own friends or anything like that in. But I noticed there's like a lobby area where you can just kind of drive around. You pick. That's how you pick your what kind of thing you want to go to. Like if you want to go to time trial, if you want to go to online or career. And there's other people driving around in that lobby area. And if you go to time trial, you can go to friends only, and it'll show their ghosts as you're racing, which is pretty cool.
You actually can invite people because when I was driving around the lobby that you were talking about, Colonel Satan sent me like some sort of request. Like on the bottom it popped up, you know, Colonel Satan wants you to join him in his party room or something. And I was like, okay, well, where do I accept? And, you know, I looked on a cross menu bar, couldn't find it. I looked in the menus, I couldn't find it. And then the network... The little red network symbol on the top right was blinking mm-hmm. on and off, so I was figuring that it was some sort of network connection issue. But somehow Ross did find a way to invite someone, but it just wasn't allowing me to get into, you know, his room.
So. Weird. And this is going to be a DLC title, right?
I think so.
I think so. I don't know. I don't know if they actually ever said.
Said, really? I think I'll probably get it if they clean that. If they, yeah, frame rate's
clean
the big,
the frame rate,
the big one
might,
right now. Yeah,
might have a winner, huh?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I think a lot.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Be one of those games. They're split screen too, so I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Cool. Very cool.
Nice.
All right. Well, mine's going to be pretty quick. I just got Torchlight, as I mentioned, so I got to play that a little bit. I just barely scratched the surface. I'm still on like the first quest.
Yeah.
So I really haven't played it that much, but enough to realize that I really never have been a big fan of the control scheme of these types of games, because I don't like the point. I don't like the point and click to move, and then like click to attack.
Yeah,
because it's like you move past where the enemy was, and the enemy's moving, and you can't actually click on the enemy, and it's just annoying.
Yeah, I'd rather actually using shift a lot. Yeah. Like, shift is your best friend in those type of games.
What's shift to do?
Shift makes you stop and just attack. So if you're going to like a group of enemies, or if you feel like they're going to run past them, just hit shift and then click on them and you'll stop. And then so like if you're using an archer, I always basically hold down shift, then aim, then click on my guy, so it'll just start shooting from where I am. It won't do the whole walk forward and start shooting or whatever.
Oh, okay. See, that's good to know.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that either, because I was the same problem with Chris. You know, I'm trying to click on one of these little monsters, and I'm like clicking around him, and he's getting...
He's just running around, and you know, your dog is doing all the work, because he's like sitting there
shift
tearing
is your
shit
friend.
Up. And...
Also, you know that you don't have to keep clicking, right? You can just hold down the button. And it'll
but that only works until the enemy that you're attacking dies, right?
Yeah, yeah, and then you click on another one.
Right.
Oh,
but
I didn't
a lot of people
that.
Don't know about that. Yeah, and also another one, just in case Travis, because don't forget, Travis hasn't played Diablo, right? So he's way out of the loop on these. But also, you don't have to keep clicking to walk around. So you can just click in one area, hold down
and
the,
then just move the mouse.
The left click and just move the mouse around. It'll just follow your cursor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes things a little bit easier, but I still have that issue where I can't click on the enemy, so using the shift button might be a big help for me. Thanks.
My biggest thing is I don't like how you can only set your, this is even in Diablo, you set all your secondary magics and stuff like that in your items on the numbers at the top.
Yeah.
Because I hate that, because then it's like, I always have to look at which one I'm using, and then it's not in a good position for my hands to be on all of them, and it's like, I know, I can understand they made the control simple because you can just play it with like one hand technically if you really wanted to, but there's it's so hectic at times. You're like, oh crap, my health, my mana, my oh crap, I need to switch weapons, need a new spell. I need to find a way to remap those to a closer area where my fingers are already on the keyboard. But cool. I still love it.
But yeah, I like the game. I'm gonna probably play it a little bit more often, but I need to focus on, after I'm done with the game that I'm about to mention, I need to go back to Borderlands because I know I'm getting close to beating it. I just need to get back to playing that. But I haven't been playing it very often because I've been playing Valkyria Chronicles most of the week. Man.
Go, Chris.
I could talk about this game forever. It's so good. I am so glad that I got back into playing this, and now I'm playing it because I want to, not because I'm trying to win a contest. It's like I come home and I want to play it. Not because I want to win. It's because I want to play it, and I love it. We're talking about after the contest is over, the four of us doing a special episode. I'm not sure if I mentioned that on the last show.
Nice. But, I can't remember.
And then I think I'm going to do a late to the party review after I'm done, because I don't think this game got nearly enough.
You should ask Nebuchadnezzar if he wants to join you on the podcast too, if you guys do one.
I think I'm going to. If he's being cool enough to actually do something like this, then you know he definitely deserves to offer to be on the podcast with us. So.
to spend some time with you, and you can bore him, and yeah, he definitely deserves that.
but yeah, I mean, there's so many things that open up as you progress through the game that just make it that much better. And you know, it's hard to explain how much fun it is, because I can't really talk about the story because I don't want to spoil anything, because actually the story is really good. And I'm impressed that I'm intrigued by it, and I'm actually, you know, enjoying these characters and things like that. So, it's really grabbing me right now, and I'm really happy that I started playing it again. But, That's cool. It. That's all I played.
I'll eventually get back into that too. That's in my near to the top of my black backlog. Number one right now is Demon's Souls. So
yeah, okay.
See what happens.
So I'm gonna say this though. Fuck chapter 7, man. Fuck it. Man, that chapter is so damn hard, man.
I'm pretty sure that's where it's either where I am or just right after, because it frustrated me so much that I was like, I don't want to play this for a little bit because that pissed me off so much.
It's tough.
I'm gonna check my save game.
I figured out a little trick to get around some of the more difficult parts. So if you get back to it and you're having an issue, drop me a line.
Yeah, I'll let you know for sure.
I'll help you out. There's a few little things that you can do to make it a lot easier, because the most dangerous character that comes after you can't do any damage to the Edelweiss. So you just have to, you just kind of have to use that to your advantage.
That's the tank, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for me. So let's jump right into news, because we've been talking. You guys talked about a lot of games, which is cool. you guys made up for the fact that I didn't play that much this week.
There's not too much news anyway, because of course the holidays coming up.
Yeah, holidays always make it a little slower.
That's right. And the holidays is also something that brings up a first news item, because we had a lot of games come out this year in the holidays, like tons of good games. So much so that other developers pulled their games, put them in easy 2010, early 2010. But Capcom noticed this and they said, you know what, we got to back out of early 2010 now too, because it's looking like it's just as crowded as the holiday season.
What did they delay?
They're delaying Dead Rising 2, Lost Planet 2, Monster Hunter Tri, and Super Street Fighter 2. Super Street Fighter 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, well, they're only delaying Super Street Fighter 4 by like a month though, right?
Well, there's no definitive release date. They basically, okay, Lost Planet 2 and Monster Hunter were the only ones that were confirmed to come out in fourth quarter, like fiscal quarter. And, Street Fighter 4 and, Dead Rising, was basically, they said it'd be the first quarter, but there's nothing was in stone.
Okay.
But they basically said all these now are being pushed to, well, I guess this is gonna, I gotta stop using fiscal and regular. So we'll say second fiscal quarter, which would be the beginning of April.
Yeah, April to June.
Yeah, so April to June. So the base, they can come out in any time within that month. So tentatively speaking, yeah, Super Street Fighter 4 could still come out April 1st, but it'll depend on what Capcom decides, which, I mean, I know for us here, that's a big kind of kick in the pants, because we're hoping, we've already been talking about Scrub Sports Season 2 based around that game happening shortly, and now this might have to push things back. We might have to throw in maybe an interval season with Street Fighter 4 to kind of keep people busy till that comes out. But
and on the bright side, we don't have to spend as much money
as
we thought we were going to.
Exactly.
And I actually, did I see, I thought I saw a story that said that there's actually going to be like 10 new characters total.
Yeah, there's going to be possibly, well, they've always said there's going to be, but they didn't say 10 for sure, but they've been releasing them in like, I guess, waves.
Right.
Like Jason was at first they released the, was it the Alpha Wave, then they released the, was it Alpha Wave? Final Fight? Was it Final Fight? No, Alpha. What was the second wave of characters?
Well,
really?
Final Fight.
Super Alpha. Then Jason saying that probably Street Fighter 3. And then they've been 4 each time or 3 each time. So that would be like 9 plus maybe one extra character to make 10 in total.
Yeah, that's a good theory.
That's a big jump. And you know what? That's a big enough jump where it's...
Yeah, $40 is good for that.
$40 is fine.
Oh, yeah. And then you turn around and see how much they're doing with the online to make it better. Then, you know, $40 is a good price for that. And, you know, I can see what some people are saying, that this should be downloadable content. But how, honestly, if you had to download 10 characters and a brand new, basically a new online infrastructure...
Yeah.
What kind of DLC, what kind of price do you think would be on that DLC?
Yeah, it's
going to be like $10 for two characters. You're going to end up paying more that way.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, Capcom had us paying, what, $3 for costumes? So, for one characters. So, anywho. Yeah, if you want to spend $3, though, and you don't want to spend on costumes or a new character, you can head over to goodoldgames.com.
It's a weird
love that place.
We do. They've been affiliated us for quite a while. They've been the ones supplying us all those codes we've been giving away.
That's right.
Quite a few months
every
now.
Every show for the last, 6 months.
Exactly. Thanks, GOG. They're actually having a sale from now until January 3rd. Pretty much their entire game library is
prices.
Up to, 40, 50% off. I mean, you can pick up... Our game this month has been Duke Nukem 3D. You can pick up the Atomic Edition of Duke Nukem 3 for $3.89.
Yeah, it's crazy. All their prices are cheap to begin with. I mean, nothing's more than 10 bucks, right? And now everything's discounted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Psychonauts is, 7 bucks or 6 bucks.
Yeah, 7.50 or something.
Yeah, check out those deals every day at goodoldgames.com, because there's some really good ones on there, and they have quite a few games on there. I'm kind of hoping, just going to throw this out there, that we get one of the Unreal games or something like that coming up shortly.
Because that would be cool.
Tournament 2007 or something.
And when does that sale end, Jeff?
I said it already, Chris, but January 3rd.
Okay, well, it's always good to reiterate that kind of stuff.
Take out the earplugs.
Okay. You know, Jeff, what would be better than that? If more than just GOG was doing stuff like this.
Well,
like
Travis, if you want more games on sale.
I'm trying to help you, buddy.
I know. You can just head over one website to the left and go to steam.com. Actually,
steampower.com.
It's steampower.com, yeah. Steampower.com. They're actually having a sale as well. Same kind of deal. It's running to January 3rd. They're doing theirs a little bit different, though. The deals, they're not on their entire game library, and they're not set for the entire time period. Basically, they're going to have different deals going on every day or for 36 hours. So basically, go on there, check out what they have going. They had Torchlight, Chris and Travis said, Torchlight, 10 bucks, $9.99.
Yeah, great deal.
They actually had Mirror's Edge for $4.99. That's I don't care what anyone says. For $4.99, Mirror's Edge
is worth it. And Mirror's Edge
really,
on the PC...
Really good deal.
Mirror's Edge on the PC has all that extra physics and stuff involved too. So, you know, it looks really good.
Yeah, so check out steampower.com if you have a PC and you want to get some stuff on the cheap for the holidays. You want to buy yourself those games because you spend a bunch of money on other people. Treat yourself.
And so, I already bought me a couple of games too this morning. I saw some good deals and I picked up. I saw a LucasArts game, The Dig. It came out.
Okay. Yeah.
It was their point and click after Full Throttle, and I saw that it was $2.99, but it was also sold in the package with this game called Loom.
Oh, I remember Loom.
I never played it. But then two of the Indiana Jones adventure games, that and The Dig for the same price, $2.99. So that's what. Well, I'll just go ahead and get the package, and then I gave in, and I think it was $3.99 or maybe $4.99. Snagged the entire King's Quest collection.
The entire collection, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's the first seven games, actually, because there's actually...
Well, no one really paid attention after that, anyway.
Yeah, that eighth game, that was like an action-adventure King's Quest. It was borderline horrible. It was really, really bad. And but yes, the first seven, all the point-and-click King's Quests. I think it was $4.99, but it was like... I mean, I'm happy. I don't know if I'll play all of those games, but just for nostalgia alone... Those games are great because those games got me into PC gaming. Like, they were my intro to it.
So. Yeah, no, that's the same here, actually. Those and Wing Commander were like, I played the crap out of those games.
Speaking of
Wing Commander, where the hell is TIE Fighter on Xbox Live and PS5?
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
I don't know. LucasArts, bring it. I know you listen to the show. Just bring it over.
Of course.
Right.
I can't think of any easy transition here, but Sony hasn't announced a new PSP in a while. You know, they kind of happen quite often where there's a 2000.
Yeah, it's been a few 1000, months now already.
2000, 3000. Yeah. Well, looks like some ad might have kind of spilled the beans on a PSP 4000. This is actually from 4Gamers and Accessories for Technology Limited. Have a little ad. It has a picture of a little big planet. It looks like a PSP carrying case with some stickers and stuff like that. At the bottom, it says for series and then a bunch of different languages. And then it has PSP 1000, 2000, 3000, 4000, and then PSP Go. So,
yeah, and everybody's, and they're all brushing it off as it's like some sort of mistake or something like that. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Of course.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm looking at the picture right now. And that could easily be tampered with.
It could be. But
because, I mean, okay, these ad slips, like, we've seen ad slips before, but, you know, if you have an ad slip for, like, right now, if we saw an ad slip for, let's say, Mass Effect 2, okay, I can see that because it's coming out next month. But PSP 4000 hasn't even been announced yet. Like, it hasn't even, like, you know... We haven't heard one. This is the first word we've heard of the officially of the PSP 4000.
The Go
rumors.
Was
like,
from a slip too, though. That wasn't announced either.
Yeah, but wasn't that more of a like someone like from the it was like a factory picture of like someone like you know the like
it was
the,
something like that. I
the
can't
serial
remember exactly
number
what it was.
Like a serial number from the back of it. See, I can believe something like that. Like if I saw a serial number, like I said, like you know PSP version. You know, 4000 or something like that on there, then yeah, I believe that. But an actual like advertising like slip up like this, I think it's too early to see advertising for something that you know we really even haven't seen.
Yeah,
anything from.
I agree. I usually actually wouldn't agree with that depending on when it was because it's so late in the year and it's before the holidays. They're almost over.
Yeah, that's
probably
too.
Printed
yeah,
to come out
yeah.
sometime in the early next year. They'd probably want to get some kind of. They'd announce it sometime before that to get people out there, get you know brand awareness out there. So, yeah. But normally I'd say, I mean, ad slip ups happen all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the Slim, the PS3 Slim, was an ad slip up.
Yeah,
like that's
it's
that was
something that
it was
happens
too.
On
it's,
and off, especially with yeah, Sony. Yeah. They seem to not be able to keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, yeah, it could go either way. But in this case, I'm kind of with Travis. I don't think this one is real, and if it is, then I don't know. Maybe Sony just doesn't want to announce it till they're good and ready. But I don't know what they'd add, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's the thing. If they're going to add anything, it's probably going to be Bluetooth because the Go has
it. Doesn't. Oh, that's right. I was going to say, doesn't 3000 already have Bluetooth?
No, it doesn't. But yeah. You got to figure that there are still a few things, a few kinks they could work out with the screen. So this may be a thing where, I mean, if it does include Bluetooth, then they probably announce something. If it doesn't, it may be something that they just kind of slip in under the radar, because if they just fix the screen and put it out there and it's a PSP 4000 and they don't actually do any official announcement or anything like that, that wouldn't surprise me any.
Because besides us and people who follow the industry, how many people know that there's a difference between the 3000 and the 2000? Or the 1000?
Besides people like us, I doubt there's many.
Yeah, they just go there and be like, I want a PSP. Okay, you have to go where you got the regular.
You have the overpriced small one or the, you know.
Which, by the way, I held another one. Those things are so sexy and awesome. But, yeah, 250. It was funny. That's what I'm saying. It was funny, though, because I had one person there being like, oh, you should go, and they're great, and you can probably guess who that was.
Glenn.
And everyone else was like, dude, don't. I'll fucking smack you. And, So I bought a Saturn instead.
Good man. And how much did you pay for that Saturn?
I think it's like $40 or something like
that. That's awesome. Much better deal.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Another thing that Sony has not quite released, they've talked about it briefly. This is just something that could kind of lean more towards showing Sony is going to kind of implement this, as we talked about it last week, I believe, a little bit. The whole them looking to kind of put some online service fee in some way or another. So this showed up on multiple websites that it was a survey went out from Sony. So this isn't a press release or anything of the sort. It's just like a survey, basically one of those things where it's like, hey, if we were to do this, have some kind of pay prescription or subscription, and we had these different tiers, which one is more like, which version of this is more appealing to you as a gamer, which one would you pay for? And they basically had like about a three-tier list of what would be included. There's like a $29.99 tier, and the other ones are $69.99 tiers. And there's some things across the board, like cross-game chat was in all of them. So that's kind of we talked about that. Remember, we said if there's one thing they're going to dangle in front of gamers, it was like that carrot was going to be cross-game chat, because it's the number one thing people have been waiting for on PSN. And they already have free online. They can't take, if they took that back, Sony would just get an earful from everyone. They can't do that.
And on top of that, so you said $69.99 is one of these price points. What's base? What, $49.99 for a year?
For Xbox Live? Yes. It's like $4 a month, basically.
So that's $20 more per year that's pretty steep.
They have some other things in here that are pretty cool. Like, you'll get full access to the PS1 classics. So I'm not sure if that means they're free to you. Or what it doesn't say. It just says access to PS1 class, whatever. So my guess would be it'd have to be some kind of subscription thing where you can download unlimited PS1 games.
Yeah, like you can use any PS1 game on your PSP or your PS3. Yeah.
And that I think would be pretty included. Cool. That'd be pretty cool. And there's another one that I don't know how they do this unless they're going to put everything up for download, but you can get like an hour access to full retail games. Basically, every game would have like an hour demo. But the only way they could possibly do that is if every game was online, downloadable. So these are just some things that they have in there. Also, there's streaming from Netflix with no disc. But a lot of these things are stuff that you get on Xbox Live already with the price. So my thing is, again, this is just speculation. It's not for sure. But if they were to put in a $69 thing for something like this, would be their dumbest move they've done in a long time. Because their number one thing was our online is free. But if they're going to say, okay, listen, our online is still free. You can still play online for free, but if you want everything that Xbox Live has, plus a couple things more and a couple things missing, you got to pay $20 more than you have to pay for Xbox Live, which just doesn't make any sense
at all. I agree with you for the most part. The one thing that kind of makes it, that makes me hopeful is that there's actually a $30 price tag as well.
Well, there is. There's
but
a
that $30 price tag doesn't have like the PS1 service.
No,
and that kind of thing.
It's got the cross game chat pretty much. And
man, that thing about cross game chat is just annoying as hell. It's like, I actually want them. It's like, I'm actually looking at the options right now, and I want them to do option 4, even though it's $70, because cross game chat is not included in that option. So I would assume it would be free. Mm-hmm. It's like that, because that's the only thing that I would.
But then
I
wouldn't assume it would be free, because then again, this is just options, right? This is just like. These aren't even what they would be. They're saying which one makes more sense to whoever's doing the survey, which hopefully people will give them the right answers.
Which is none of the above.
pretty much. But if they don't use cross-game chat as that carrot, what are they going to use? That people are going to be like, I have to get this. Because with Microsoft, it's easy. If I don't pay the money, I can't play my games online.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With Sony, it's not that easy. It's like, you're already giving me the number one, like the most important thing I need. Why should I give you my money for this?
Right, right.
And, you know, unless some, like, topless girl shows up at my door with a pizza when I hit a button, I mean, I don't know what they're
going to do. In a perfect world.
Yeah. But yeah, but it's all speculation right now, but I just hope for something like they don't do that. If anything, they put it out for the same price Xbox Live and add something really, really cool. Like, I don't know. Oh, you also, one of the things that's just kind of cool is the cloud saving, which is, that's pretty decent.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So that you can, have your save games available anywhere as long as you log in.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be
pretty cool.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
Yeah. That would be pretty awesome. But anywho, on to more important things. We all love our wrestling.
Oh, love it.
WWE,
baby. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are all from the Dirty South.
Hell yeah.
You know, there's wrestling everywhere. And, you know, I follow the Hulk Hogans. And the Nature Boy. What's his name?
Ric Flair.
I don't think they wrestle anymore.
Woo! No, they don't. I'm pretty sure they're like 80 now, dude.
Well, either way, we all play the games all the time. We're big on the WWE SmackDown versus Raw and that stuff.
It's my favorite.
I buy it every year.
Travis beat my ass in it the other night. It was kind of humbling, actually.
With a bunch of left hooks.
Well, there's left hooks. THQ's been in charge of these games. They've been making them, developing them for years now.
High quality.
Yep. They have renegotiated their contract. They get exclusive rights to the WWE again for another 8 years.
Yes! The quality continues!
It is. I can't really question the quality, but, I mean, I don't... Well, because of lack of experience, really, but I'm sure wrestling fans like it, I guess. I don't know.
I guess they do. I'm looking at the link here. I'm looking at the news article, and one of the new features that they have available is that you can create from scratch your own signs that your fans put up in the air. It's awesome. Isn't that the coolest
thing?
That
is kind of cool, actually.
I'll tell you why. This is awesome.
Because you can have, like, your awesome music playing. You got fireworks blasting. All the, you know, the women with no teeth and everything right out of the trailer park. They're holding up this sign. It would, in big letters, it just says,
Who
gives a shit? And I know there's going to be a lot of people out there that like wrestling.
Who
I know
cares?
It. And a lot of people like it probably, but
it's not real. It's fake.
Well, no, everyone knows it's fake, dude.
I know.
It's entertainment.
It's a male soap opera.
I used to follow it back in the day.
If you watch wrestling, you know better than the housewives that sit at home and watch soap operas on TV.
No, I wouldn't say that. You just offended a crap load of people.
I think we lost all of our toothless female listeners.
<to this thing. laughs>
They're gone.
Damn it. That was
half our audience. That's like three people.
That was a key demographic.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I'm actually, I'm sitting here and I can act like, I mean, of course, you know, I love THQ and everything, and I can sit here and I can act like I'm hating on wrestling, but I watched wrestling for so long, like in high school and a couple of years after that. I was so into it. And I don't think you guys know this, but me and a couple of friends, I mentioned about my buddy Boondock a couple of times, you know, playing Modern Warfare, mm-hmm. but he's been my best friend for a while, but, you know, we were good friends in Mississippi, and myself and another friend of ours, we were actually in a independent wrestling organization, and we did professional wrestling for about 4 years.
Wow.
I swear to God. We actually have tapes, and the third friend, he actually has the tapes, and we've been trying to get him to send them to us so we can transfer them from VHS over to
DVD.
To like a DVD or
digital.
Something.
That would be awesome.
Oh, man. So
get it done. I want to see that shit.
I want to, dude. It's awesome, man. You'll see.
Yeah. It's not so much we don't like the wrestling. It's just that none of us play the game. So in a game standpoint, we really don't give a shit, really.
Well, I haven't watched wrestling since I was like 12.
Nah.
I actually did go see a wrestling match live once.
Oh, I saw wrestling.
They're fun.
I saw WrestleMania 6.
They're really
fun. Oh,
Toronto.
Wow. Okay.
I saw the first time Raw came to Toronto.
Hulk Hogan
gave
me 5.
I'll be honest with you.
Nice.
I'll be honest with you. I've actually been turned off of wrestling games once like the SmackDown brand came out for the wrestling games, like, you know, SmackDown and SmackDown versus Raw and all that. I mean, because to me, the best wrestling games were those N64 titles.
Yeah, the WCW versus NWO and those ones.
Yeah, Revenge and the WWF games weren't too shabby either. You know, so those were really good games. And after the, I think it was like Ukes. Ukes does. It was AKI that did that. Ukes does the games. They do the games now. They develop the games for THQ now.
Oh, okay.
That's who. I think I could be wrong.
Fire Pro Wrestling, baby.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, for something we don't care about, we've sure been talking about it a lot. I know. So that was the end of our news.
Who gives a shit? Move on.
We do, obviously. All right. Well, I give a shit about taking a break. So let's take a break.
Me too.
We'll come back. We'll talk about
our
predictions.
Speaking of giving a shit.
We'll talk about our predictions for this year and which ones we got right and which ones and the majority of the ones that we got wrong.
Yeah.
And then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be back right after this.
Interactive Distractions would like to publicly thank our many sponsors. Kind and caring souls such as, nobody. Really, it is fine. We will be okay on our own. Thanks anyway. If you need us, we will be turning tricks on the corner to pay our hosting fees. And now back to the show.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Today we're going over our predictions that we made back in January about what was going to happen in 2009 and how wrong we were.
I did way better last year.
But,
oh my God.
But we want to hear how wrong you guys were.
I am going to play technicalities to a T in this one.
Well, I'm sure we'll get into that. Of course, it's funny because if I went back and I listened to the episode today to make sure that we had all of our bases covered and we knew what we talked about, Jeff made like 89 predictions compared to Jason.
It's massive.
Jason made like 2. And I made like maybe like 8.
I love doing these things though. I mean, you throw enough shit against the wall, some of it's gonna
something's
stick.
Bound to stick.
And if you swing for the fences, one of them's gonna go over. You'd be like, I called that. Like last year, my claim to fame was 360, getting fucking Final Fantasy 13. Yeah, this year I got nothing, pretty much.
Well, let's hear what they got. Let's hear what our listeners got wrong first.
Travis,
let's get some email.
I thought you were going to go to Travis's email from last year.
We'll get to that later.
All right. Well, you want questions? We got them. The first one's from Jack Bauer. The only prediction that I can remember making for 2009 was that there would be lots more Guitar Hero games, and there was, unfortunately. Sincerely, Jack, you can rub my crystal balls all day, Bauer.
What the hell?
And he gives us a P.S., Torchlight for the win.
Nice.
Agreed. Yeah, I do remember him saying that when I was listening to the episode. I was trying to remember some of the other stuff that he mentioned, and nothing's coming to mind right now. But yeah, definitely way too many Guitar Hero games. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Van
Halen was out today or the other day.
Who?
I was like, yeah, exactly. Oh, I saw it on the shelf. I'm like, what Guitar Hero? Oh, Van Halen.
All right, moving on. Our man Lee Kelly, starting off with our Brits first. Greetings, Indus. Kelly here to tell you about the predictions I had last year. First, he starts off with the correct predictions. First, Uncharted 2 would be awesome.
It was.
That's debatable from some people we won't mention. Modern Warfare 2 would Modern Warfare 2 would sell a metric shit ton.
I think that's pretty much confirmed.
I think that's confirmed, too. I would go with that.
He also correctly predicted he would buy an Xbox 360.
Okay, well, congrats on having a new system.
Right. A UMD-less PSP would come out, and yeah, it did.
Good job. Wow. Good on you.
That's a good one.
A new PS3 model would come out.
Wow.
And
all right.
And then he also he had one incorrect prediction. Gran Turismo 5 would come out in 2009.
One correct prediction.
Incorrect.
Liam, you better incorrect. Write in when
That's
we do
crazy.
The. He better write in when we do predictions. Yeah, when we do predictions.
Yeah, for
find out what he thinks is going to happen.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That way, if next year when we do this show, if he says that he got all this shit right, we can call him out when he's lying.
Yeah. And Lee, no. Yeah, I'm going to buy a game in 2010. Okay, don't do that. I'm gonna buy a game.
I predict that I will buy 13 games for my PS3.
Congratulations for predicting that you were going to purchase a 360 for yourself. But we're going to call shenanigans.
Yeah, that one's shenanigans. Maybe. We can strike that one from the list.
So,
the other one, the PSP one's a good one. The PSP Go, that was
yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
Well, he finishes up. That's all, folks. Have a great show, guys. Hope you keep up the good work. Lee Kelly.
Thanks, Lee. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again later today.
Absolutely. I like that guy. He's a nice kid. Our next one comes up from, I don't think it's Mr. Sushi X, but he calls himself Ken. Howdy hoes, long time, no right. Yeah. I have no excuse, I know. I am sorry for not bringing your podcast to a higher level with my emails. I am sure my lack of emails is also the reason why Jason quit, huh?
That's right.
Okay, now to my predictions that were late last year, but this time. Number five, and he counts down. Number five, Sony will drop the price of the PS3 $50 to $100. Score one for me. Yay me. Number four, Nintendo will start to provide provide memory sticks or some other storage device with the Wii. Well, mm-hmm. I guess I can score this as another win since they did start letting people play games from the SD cards.
That's really a halfway point, maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give that one to him because I'm going to be stretching a shitload of mine. So, yeah, okay, that's good.
Right. Counting down to number three, Sony will start to release info about the PSP2. And he says, well, this one I can only award myself a half of a point since they did release a new redesigned version of the PSP, but not a true new edition. So, if you're keeping score, that makes 2.5 points. Number two, Warhawk 2 will be teased at E3. I will give myself another half point here. Spacehawk was kind of teased, so yeah, half point sounds good. I like how he gives himself like the points.
We've I'm heard nothing since on that one. Though. I'm going to call it to guess. Also, isn't aren't they done? Like even the guys did Warhawk?
Because I don't recall Spacehawk even being.
I don't even think it was official announcement. Was
yeah,
it?
It wasn't. Yeah. It was like mentioned in passing.
Yeah, no, that's a tough one. That's a toughie.
I can't give it to him. I'm sorry.
You're not giving it to him. Two against one. So I'll to look like a nice guy. I'll be like, yeah, I think we should give it to him, but I'll get overruled 2-1. Sorry, Ken.
And number one, finally, there will be a redesign of the 360, and his commentary adds, nope, got this one wrong. Does it count that Sony went slim? No? Well, damn. A total of 3 points plus 97 for being awesome makes it a total of 100 points. Woohoo, I am awesome. he finishes up with this. I don't know what I was thinking when I sent this to you last year. Very corny this is, but why ruin an annual thing? I will leave you now with a haiku.
Oh, God.
A morning dove feeds in a marijuana bush and sings a haiku. Later, Mr. Serious Cross.
Oh, Serious Cross. Yes. Nice. Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a long time.
And our final email comes from PlankFan.
Hey.
Okay.
He says, hey, Indus. PlankFan here to answer your question of the week. So, to start off, at the beginning of 09, I predicted a few things. One, the year will have an assload of awesome games that will keep me occupied for some time. Two, downloadable games will come in a full swing. Three, social networking will be somewhat integrated into game consoles. Four, independent developers will shine. Not surprisingly, all four of my predictions came true. One, we got Uncharted 2, Borderlands, Dragon Age, Modern Warfare 2, Demon's Souls, Killzone 2, Pixel Junk Shooter, and many, many more. Two, look at the PSP Go. It's the first download-only system, and from what I've heard, it's doing substantially well.
Where did you hear that?
It's selling like shit.
Yeah, it's doing horrible.
At least here in North America, anyway.
And in all regions, dude. Is it? Doing pretty bad, yeah.
It's not even doing well in Japan?
I don't think so. I think the Japanese kind of looked at it and said, ha-ha.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Number three, the 360 got a mediocre dose of Facebook and Twitter, while the PS3 got an even more mediocre Facebook component that lets them show off their e-penis to all their real friends.
Which is dumb!
Oh, I hate that. Oh, my God. Four, just look at some of the big hitters, like Braid, Trine, World of Goo, and Flower. Those are some damn fine games made by smaller companies. By the way, Steam has all indie games on sale this holiday.
Explosion
like
Man,
said.
Shadow Complex.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Shadow Complex isn't really...
Well, it's made by Chair. Yeah. They're pretty small.
Yeah.
Well, they're just published by Epic, but yeah. Or I guess
well, no, that's,
them now.
He, that was the comment about independent developers shining, so... And I think Epic was the one that made it, aren't they?
No,
Chair made it. Yeah.
Chair made it. That's right. Yeah. Never mind.
So technically, I guess they're not independent anymore since they got bought out by Epic. But
yeah.
And he finishes up with he can safely say that 2009 has been one of the best years in gaming in a long, long time, which I kind of agree with.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wouldn't say a long, long time. 2008 was pretty kick-ass, and so was 2007.
I think 2009 was better though.
Oh yeah, I mean, you can't. What is a long, long time? Like 2008 and 2007 were both awesome. This was just more awesome.
More awesome.
And he says, "Sorry for the long email. Happy holidays, Plank fan." Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
and
Plank.
That's all I got, man.
You know what? We should do it next year. I think we should do it this way. We should do our prediction thing. Have a contest for people to email in, and then when they email, they're revisiting. That's when we go back and score everyone, and the winner gets something. Because
that's a good idea.
It's kind of easy if you never wrote in an email the first time to make a prediction. It's pretty easy to say, I predicted all this stuff.
That's true.
Sad part is we have record of ours. So
I know.
So we look like douches.
Yeah.
And we should start that right now just to see how bad we look.
Oh, God.
Should you guys, I'll just go through these and we can talk about them as we go. Jeff, I'll save yours for last because you've got like 90 of them.
A shit ton of them. Yeah, right.
We'll start with the one voicemail that we got from Travis last year. And one of the things that he said is that because of the economy, a lot of these smaller developers are going to, get let go from their larger places and, they're going to team up to make games together. I'm not sure if that happened or not. I don't know.
Team ups. I'm sure a lot of them got let go. So some got closed down. But I don't
know there are some places that got closed down and opened up other studios. But I didn't hear about this bunch of people from this studio and this bunch of people from this studio are forming this company. You know,
yeah,
I didn't really
hear
anything about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2009 is the year of the indie game, which PlankFan kind of referenced in his email.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's worked out.
Yeah, it was a good year for him. Yeah.
Exercise titles released for the PS3 and the 360?
I don't think so.
I don't think that.
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay, what was it?
Because at the time it was just Wii Fit when these predictions were made. EA Sports Active came out, and then my parents just bought the
That's
new...
That's for Wii, though.
What's that?
That's for
oh,
Wii.
Oh, it is.
You specifically said PS3 and 360.
I did, huh? I'm looking at that now. Son of a bitch.
Because there was like, there's a ton on the Wii. There's the Jenny McCarthy one. The
Wii has more workout games than good games. E3 teaser for the next Metal Gear. Oh, there was a stretch. Thanks for that,
actually,
Travis.
Wasn't I wrong? Because wasn't the teaser at TGS?
It was TGS, actually.
Yeah, it was TGS for like the Metal Gear Rising.
And the PSP one as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I was wrong.
I didn't play
the English version.
I downloaded it. For some reason, it won't work on my PSP. But I'll have to talk to Chris about that after we record.
Final Fantasy 13, GT5, and Alan Wake not out. Oh, there's another stretch.
Yeah, but he's right on all three of them, though. I mean, true. I would have... we'll see my predictions. I would have thought at least one of them was coming out this year.
And you did, and we'll get to that.
I know.
new SKU for PS3 priced under $300.
Whoop, whoop.
That happened too, so good on you. All right, let's do mine. I said there was going to be some sort of Wii storage solution. I really don't think that there is.
The SD doesn't really count.
We also said that there was going to be no price drop for the Wii. Wrong.
When it happened. Yeah.
I'm surprised, though. I'm really surprised.
Me too. I was surprised when they dropped that. Yeah.
An HD Wii announced. That didn't happen. That was my hopeful side saying, yeah, you know, I would love a Wii that didn't look like shit.
I'm still waiting for that ad slip to come out. HD Wii.
Oh, 0-3 so far.
Yeah, I'm awesome at these. DSi to flop compared to the Lite. Now, I don't know how it did compared to the Lite.
I don't know. Comparison, I just know the DSi is doing well.
Yeah, it is so, doing well. Because, I don't know.
Compared to the Lite, I think it would... I wouldn't call it a flop.
It's not flopping.
The PSP is a
way.
Flop because the PSP just isn't selling close to as much as a DS, but it's still selling.
Right. It wasn't a flop. That was the point. That was me being hopeful again. I was hoping that people would wise up and not buy a downgrade. But apparently, a downgrade with the camera. Sorry. But apparently,
I think it's
did.
An upgrade. Minus the slot, the GBA slot. Sexy, dude.
And now they're doing the same thing that they did. And see, this is what I was worried about, because now they're doing the same bullshit that they did with the Game Boy Color, and they're making DSi-only games. So basically, all the people that have DS Lights are forced to go out and get new systems if they want to play the games.
Yeah, it's kind of inevitable, I guess.
Killzone, huge! It was pretty big.
I'll give that one to you.
Yeah, it
wasn't huge, but it's definitely one of the bigger... It was definitely one of the bigger PS3 titles.
Sold a few million.
Yeah.
Let's see. I said Halo Wars was going to flop and it would sell less than 500,000 copies.
Yeah, no.
I was incorrect.
Yeah, it sold over a million, right?
Yeah, but you weren't. Yeah. I mean, compared to other Halo games.
Compared to other Halo games, yeah, it was bad. Yeah. But I actually looked up the estimated number, and the estimated number that I saw is like 1.6 million worldwide.
Yeah. Wow.
So, of course, only like... less than 40,000 of that came from Japan. It's like it said like 1.6 million and like 1.2 million came from America. Go figure.
Not surprising.
Mass Effect multi-platform.
Hold on to that one.
Okay, I'll hold on.
That one gets a carryover. Okay, right. I guess you were wrong for this year, but
yeah, it's not out yet, but you know. Agency coming out, but no mag. This was a bullshit one that I don't know if you could, did. You guys listen to the? Did you re-listen to the episode?
No, not yet. No.
It was funny. It's like we were actually done, and I think Jeff, you said, "What about the agency?" You just like threw it out there. I was like, "You think it's coming out?" And I was like, "Sure, why the fuck not?" I think it's coming out, and I said, "But you know what? Mag's not going to be out, so."
We haven't heard anything on the agency all year.
Yeah, no. They really haven't mentioned agency at all.
Not really, since the beginning of the year anyway. And Mag, does Mag count? The beta's out, coming out early next year?
No, it's not released, no.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, no Mag.
Hey, you got the next one bang on the money, though.
God of War, March 2010.
Yeah.
Bam.
Much to Jeff's dismay.
Yeah.
And then PS2 downloads off the PSN store, which hasn't happened yet.
I'm sad to say it hasn't happened.
Yeah. Hasn't happened yet, but I keep hearing like every once in a while a little bit of news trickles out or something trickles out that says, hey, this might happen. So, you know, who knows? No. Didn't happen this year, though, so I was still wrong.
Should we go to Jason's?
I think we should go to Jason's. I actually feel really bad about this because
I'd feel bad about his first one if he didn't find another job, and he seems happy at his new job.
That's true. Yeah. Jason said in a very joking manner on our prediction show that Zaku Pilot, who worked for Sony at the time, would get fired. And he did.
Laid off.
He got laid off. Right. I'm sorry. He got laid off. But it was in a very joking manner. He's going to lose his job or something like that. Yeah. And man, that's crazy. Anyway.
Home still in beta?
Home still in beta. Is home still in beta?
I'd say it's still in beta. I don't think it's ever going to leave. They're never going to say it's out of beta. Yeah, so I think it's permanent beta.
As we've talked about, this like their whole beta thing is it's a cover your ass thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think it's ever going to leave. I think it's actually out of beta. Like, they don't consider it beta, but they're never going to announce it. It's out of beta. So,
yeah.
That one,
yeah.
I say half point for that one.
All right.
Because, I mean, it's, yeah. Technically, it's not really. Technically, it is beta because they haven't said it's not, but, I mean, come on. They're never going to say it's not. So.
This is true. More hardcore titles on the Wii. He says Nintendo finds its way back into our hearts.
I'd say, you know what? That's hard. Because, I mean, Mario Brothers Wii is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore. That's old school Nintendo.
Mad World came out.
Was awesome.
That was
okay, yeah.
A hardcore game. Muramasa, I would go as far to say that.
Yeah. I wouldn't say Nintendo's back into the hearts. Because, I mean, Mario Wii is the only game I can think of by Nintendo that...
Yeah, New Super Mario Bros. Wii is the only thing from Nintendo that really sparks any interest in my eyes.
But still, for the Wii itself,
let's put it this way: Jason doesn't. Yeah, I was gonna say Jason doesn't have a Wii yet, and he hasn't been enticed to buy a Wii yet. So I think
yeah, his
agree
Wii,
that we say
his,
no.
the disc drive in his Wii is busted.
Yeah,
and
if Nintendo was really back into his heart,
he would have bought another one or gotten it fixed at least. So. Yeah. He also said that there was going to be a Street Fighter home room, like a room at home, I should say.
And there was was there one? Yeah, I think there was one. Or
I don't
at least
know if there was.
Get,
no,
you
no,
get
no
costumes.
They were just costumes.
Yeah, there was costumes. So I would give him another half point for that one.
All right, sure, why not?
That's pretty good. All right, let's get to Jeff the Predictatron over here.
Like jeez,
those magic eight balls.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Jeff said that Final Fantasy 13 makes it in 09.
Now. Do I get a half point because it came out in Japan?
No.
Why not?
No.
Are you going to play it?
Are you going to?
Oh, I'm not going to play it, but I mean, it came out in 2009, technically. Just not in North America.
I could
go and import it right now, and I'd be playing it.
You wouldn't enjoy it.
Did I specifically say North America, or did I say anything?
Oh, God, you're stretching bad.
No, I'm just stretching because I honestly think I might have said
he
America.
Said he was going for technicalities in this one. So.
No, but I actually think I might have actually said in North America and not just Japan. That's why I'm asking if I said that. Not because
be
I think
you,
I might
I
have said
remember.
Just Japan.
You know what? I'll give you the point, Jeff, because you pretty much got everything else wrong.
No, half point. Half point.
All right. Real quick, can I just say that I'm actually listening to the show and remembering this kind of pisses me off about the whole like coming day and date to 360 because they're slowing down the PS3 development because of it.
Oh yeah, they are.
It's trying.
Yeah, it's also but it's also the fastest Final Fantasy that's ever been translated to come to North America ever. So I mean, people shouldn't really be bitching about it too much.
Nah, it's whatever.
Do you think it would have released...
What other Final Fantasy had a game come out in Japan and then come out in North America in under 6 months?
I think 12 was only like
12 was like
months.
A year, dude.
Was it?
Yeah, it was 12 was a long time.
Okay.
But other games are still doing it. Why can't Final Fantasy do it? You know, Metal Gear came out in America first, and then a week later, it was there.
Japan.
I mean, yeah, it came out in Japan. So, like, it's already... you know... So why can't Final Fantasy do that? And my question, my thought is that they already had it localized. They were doing the localization while the game was being, you know, brought up to the Japanese release date. That the 360 version did have something to do with, you know, not having a full worldwide release for Final Fantasy 13 for everyone, us including, you know, Japan. So
that's what they originally said they were going to do.
That's speculation, though, because we don't know for sure that they were doing that.
We don't know for sure, but I got a pretty good hunch.
Yeah, but
I mean,
really...
I agree with Chris.
Didn't they say they were aiming for a worldwide release?
I thought they did.
I have no idea.
Before
but
they said
let's be honest, if it was coming out now, would anyone, like, would that, isn't it better that it's coming out next year? Because would anyone be playing it right now? Well, besides any of us?
I would.
Really?
I probably
have all the other games
too.
That came out
with you.
You go on interactivedistractions.com. It's a website. You will see under my games, the Final Fantasy series is in my top five. I would absolutely be playing this game. I would buy this game before most of the games that I've bought.
Well,
like Dragon
I guess
Age
my point is, if Square never said that, no one would be complaining because it's still coming out in North America within months of the Japanese version.
If they didn't come out and say,
hey, because we have to work on this other version, we're not going to release the PS3 version in North America till then, no one would have said boo. Because they would have been like, holy crap, this is being localized really, really fast. It's only because of that people are like, oh god, oh, let's blame another company now because it's going to take a little bit longer. Which I don't think is really that fair. But either way, out in Japan, not out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
this is where Jeff and I both screwed up together. No PS3 redesign, and I agreed with him.
Yeah, because we thought it was too early. Because that's way too, like, that's like Sony, like PS1, PS2. It was all like at least 4 or 5 years into it.
Yeah, but honestly, now that I look back, it makes perfect sense because they could have never gotten the old model down to what it needed to be for the price tag that they have on it right now.
And on top of that, not to lose as much money as they were losing. I mean, they're still losing money per system, but they're not losing as much as they would if they stuck with their original SKUs.
Right, right.
Yeah.
New Zelda game. We did get a new Zelda game.
He missed one. 360 Slim. Yeah.
Oh, 360 Slim. Sorry. That didn't happen.
New.
By the way, no. Didn't happen. New Zelda game. Yeah.
It's definitely a new Zelda game.
Yeah, there was a new Zelda game. I actually have it. I just haven't opened it yet.
Yeah, we got that actually. I haven't played it yet either. Tiny's played a little bit of it. I haven't touched it yet.
Here's the one thing about the new Zelda that makes me happy. I really liked Phantom Hourglass. I thought it was very mm-hmm. well done. I thought mm-hmm. it was
me too.
Very, it was the visually, it was, I liked the style. But the one thing that really bothered me is every time you finished a dungeon, you had to go into another dungeon and descend X number of levels, depending on what dungeon you just completed. And you always had to go through the same levels. You know, no matter how many times you finish mm-hmm. them, you're going down it. And that really annoyed me. Apparently in Spirit Tracks, when you finish a dungeon, you still have to do something similar, but you walk into like the floor that you need to be on. You don't have to travel down to the floor that you're supposed to be on. So that makes me happy. New HD Wii announced. We kind of talked about that.
No, Wii Sales Slow was one before that.
Oh, yeah. That did happen, and then they dropped the price.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Yeah, it did kind of happen.
Half point? Because it slowed down for an entire, 8 months.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's definitely a point, because it did slow down enough to make them drop the price.
Yeah, true.
So I would go as far as to say that's that you were right about that.
Yeah, yay. You're right. Yeah, I'll give you that.
New HD Wii.
New HD Wii.
No.
We talked about that. Killzone first killer app for PS3.
Yeah, that one's tough to judge.
I can't say it was.
I didn't actually go back and look at MPD numbers, but between when did this come out? March. February to March to April. I didn't really look at it, but we know it sold well.
I don't know if it would be killer app, though. Well, I don't know.
I don't think it was any more of a killer app.
It's first killer app, so I mean, it's...
I don't think it was any more of a killer app than Metal Gear Solid was.
Yeah, no,
I'd have to say Uncharted would... I mean, Uncharted... Well, the Uncharted series would be, they're more, the reason to get, buy a PS3.
I think Uncharted 2 is the closest thing that
I think
PS3
Uncharted
has
2 in, is right now.
Yeah.
To a killer app.
Sure. Uncharted 1, no. And... Killzone was before Uncharted 2, so first killer app. I don't think it hit killer app status. I don't think
no.
It sold well, but I mean, it didn't hit it wasn't like anyone buying a PS3 had to have Killzone 2.
Right, right.
Which it seems like anyone buying a PS3 now always seem to be asking for Uncharted 2. So, I think Uncharted 2 probably wins that award.
Cool. All right. Well,
Jesus,
that was nice. Ask her if gravity still works. I mean, she was checking.
Does gravity
right,
but... still work? I don't know if she can get it.
PSP 2 announced, largely focused on DLC, but have physical media and two analog sticks, and all games would be released on the PSN store.
Yeah, no PSP 2.
You wanted to be right on that one with the DLC
and all the games on PSN store is right.
Yes.
But the actual physical thing you're holding, no. Not
yeah,
so much.
Yeah.
But then again, this is why I said I won half point, because we gave half point for the other dude for calling out the Go, or PSP 2, and it was just the Go. I said... But it didn't have two analog sticks, so I shouldn't have said that. Because it definitely didn't have two analog sticks.
I think I said that it would have two analog sticks, and then you agreed with me.
Either way.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
All right, Sony and third parties abandon home.
Well, this is funny because Sony came out and said... Literally, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that they don't have any plans to make home anything more than it is, and they're happy the way it is right now, or something along those lines. It was, in our news. And literally 2-3 weeks later, they come out with things saying, hey, we're coming out with a new MMO-type mini-game system in home.
Oh, that's what we talked about last week. Salt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Salt, yeah. Sodium 1 sodium. Or whatever, salt. But, yeah. So they didn't really abandon it. Bastards. It was close. I could have been official if they didn't do that. Could have been like, someone even came out and said they're not doing anything else with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they didn't.
Let's see. Alan Wake shown, but not released until 2010.
Bang on that one,
yeah.
Well, it's not released yet. Oh, hold on to your horses now.
couple more weeks.
I think it's going to be delayed until 2011. Hard drive standard for 360.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah, unfortunately it didn't. We were all kind of hoping it would. And another price drop, which we did kind of see.
Yeah. They didn't. Well, no, it happened. They dropped it $50.
Oh, did they? Was it 250?
Yeah, it was right after Sony dropped theirs, they dropped their price.
Yeah, they dropped it to $199 first, making the Wii drop down to $199 as well.
Yeah, that's right, because it dropped before the Wii did.
Wasn't the arcade $199 Christmas last year?
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember that, no.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was. But either way, they dropped it, because isn't a 360 now, an arcade one $159 or $149?
No, it's still $200.
Is it really?
Yeah.
They definitely dropped it after the PS3 drop, for sure. 100%. Well, at least the Elite or...
Yeah, they kind of switched around the SKUs a lot, and they made the Elite the $299 version. So
yeah,
it wasn't really a price drop. They just mixed up the SKUs a bit.
Well, you're getting what you got in the Elite for the same price you got in a Premium. That sounds like a price drop for me. You're dropping the price of the Elite by $100.
Yes and no. They also scaled down what you got. I mean, it's still a much better deal with what it is now. But
no, the Elite you still get the same thing.
No, you don't.
Hard drive.
You don't get, but you don't get anything except for a controller and the most basic hookups.
Did you get in the other one?
HD cables, HDMI cable, headset, all that other stuff.
The headset comes in all of them, doesn't it? I'm pretty sure the headset comes in every.
Yeah, the headset comes with all, but he's right about the HD cables, because I remember when I bought the Pro Series at launch. It came with the HD cables, and
they took all those out.
Well, they also took them out in PS. Well, they never had them in PS3.
They never had them in PS3. That's right.
I don't know. I'm giving myself a point because they literally dropped the price by $50.
Okay.
So, and the only thing they took out was the HD cables, all across the board, though. So, I mean, way I look at it is, you walk into a store, you say, hey, I want to buy an Elite. On Monday, they say it's $399. You go the next day, they say, hey, it's $299. Or $249, or whatever they dropped it to.
Mm-hmm. The Elite is $299 here, anyway.
Yeah, it was the same here, too. I just don't know the price. I haven't gone console shopping in a long time.
No need
well, actually,
to.
Actually, that's a lie. I just bought a Saturn.
No, that's true.
And something that really chafes my willy about these price drops.
Chafes?
You know,
willy?
You know that the...
Tight jeans.
A month after... No, those skinny jeans are terrible. Anyway, a month after, you know, they drop a price, you know there's like a more expensive, like more ultimate version of the console coming out, because they did that, you know, after
Call of
like
Duty.
Month. Yeah, the Call of Duty. It's an awesome system, because you get two controllers, like a 250 gigabyte hard drive.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And then the game on top of that, it's a great, great deal for $399. Yeah, for $399. And
for once, it was a 360 that actually looked good. That was redesigned, like the
paint
job.
Pretty cool.
Like, yeah, the Halo one was like bum.
Yeah, I usually don't like
oh, God,
game.
That was horrible.
I usually don't like game specific consoles, but that was a cool one.
Mm.
That
I like the Final Fantasy 13 Slim. That looks pretty sexy.
Oh yeah, that paint, that fuchsia.
Mm. Oh, that fuchsia,
so good.
Reminds me of a buddy of mine. He's wearing a pink shirt, and we were all making fun of him. He goes, "It's not pink, it's salmon." I'm like, "Are you fucking serious? It's salmon?" Oh, that was good.
Guess what? The color of salmon meat is pink.
Pink, that's right. All right, what else we got? Halo 4 announced at E3 and made by Gearbox.
Gearbox. Yeah, way off on that one.
Now, they didn't announce Halo 4, but they did
announce Halo Reach.
They did announce Reach.
But I specifically thought it was going to be 4, so.
Okay.
I don't even want a half point on that one. That one was just dead wrong. Because there will be a Halo 4, and that's what's
going on. Oh, I'm sure there will be.
I could be wrong. Gearbox did get closed down, did they? Are they still going?
They're still going.
Yeah, they're still going. They got DLC coming out for Borderlands.
That's right. Okay, I don't know what I was thinking, because that almost killed one of my old ones. Was Jeff was going to single handedly close down the studio, and I figured after making that prediction, Gearbox would have closed. Jeff would have been the cause of hundreds of jobs, but. Take away a point from me.
Way to ruin lives, Jeff.
Not yet.
Microsoft buys a larger company like Epic.
Yeah, I don't think they bought anything this year. But then again, yeah. How crappy was the economy? Wasn't that bad in January, was it?
The economy's been pretty bad all year. So
was it all year?
It sucked.
Yeah, it sucked the entire year.
I don't think they bought anybody. Not that I can think of.
I can't think of anybody either.
No. Midway goes under, but that was like a gimme.
Yeah, that kind of was a gimme at the time.
Yeah, because I was like, it was rumored, like a pretty big rumor at the time, and I was like, yeah, why not? They're gonna go under.
Yeah, that was depressing though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah.
Played PS3 more than my 360. That definitely
yeah,
happened.
You actually predicted that.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, it definitely happened. This is the year of the PS. I played way more on my PS3.
Yeah, with all the exclusives that came out for PS3 this year, my God.
Yep. Let's see. One that didn't come out this year.
I know. Which one was that?
God of War 3.
But you did say unless something big in the summer is delayed until fall.
Delayed until fall. So I'm trying to think. Was Uncharted 2 delayed until fall?
No, I think it was always set for November.
Yeah, I can't think of anything at all. But I mean, they came out with that. I'm trying to think of when they actually came out and said it's not going to be hitting in 2009. I think it was before the fall. So.
I think it was.
I don't know.
I think it was E3. They announced that it was in March.
So that's like June or something like that, May or June.
Yeah, June.
It was.
I think.
Yeah, and I wouldn't get. Yeah, no, wrong. I don't even know what I meant by that. Unless something big in summer delayed until fall. Yeah, the way I looked at it was if there's another big PS3 exclusive getting delayed in the fall, they'd pull that out and put it in the 2010. But I don't know. Nah, forget it.
All right. Well, I didn't count up any scores or anything, but.
Neither did I.
those were our predictions for 2009. Some we got, some we didn't. But you know, I don't mind doing stuff like this. I actually think it's kind of fun because then I get to look back and sometimes I just look at it and go, "What the fuck was I thinking?"
You know? Good song.
DSI. What the fuck was I thinking? DSI to flop. What was I thinking? Halo Wars to flop. What was I thinking? That was me hoping.
Well,
more than anything. But all right, cool. Let's move on. Let's do some new releases.
All right.
All right, we did get a voicemail from Repeat this week. So let's go ahead and play that and see what he has to say.
Okay, releases for this week. Well, looking at the list, I don't believe any of this. Because it's the last week of the year, it looks like any game that was announced to be coming out in 2009 that hasn't actually come out yet appears to be stuck here. So there's stuff for the original Xbox, stuff for the GameCube, games
I'm pretty
sure have been cancelled long, long ago. So I'm going to go, there's probably nothing coming out next week.
Thank
Dingo
you, Repeat.
His new releases.
After looking, he's absolutely right. There is literally nothing to talk about for new releases. So I'm going to say... Go check out Steam, go check out Good Old Games, and check out all the sales that are going on, and take advantage of that shit right now. That's my pick of the week.
Yeah. Or go to something in your backlog if you're looking for something to play.
I suggest Valkyria Chronicles.
Or replay Mass Effect, yeah.
What's that?
Or replay Mass Effect.
Get your save ready for January.
That's right. Cool. Hey, Travis, let's do some emails.
All right, let's do it. We're going to start off. We got a little controversy last couple of weeks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, watch out now.
More so than on the show?
He says, "Hey, Indus crew, Croyles here from the VG Evo forums.
Hey.
I've been a long-time listener, but have only just recently signed up to the forums. Before I get on to my topic, I just want to say you guys are doing a great job. And I always enjoy listening to your podcast."
Thank you very much.
That actually is not the controversy. That's coming up.
I was going to say, that's controversy in itself. That's all.
Someone enjoys our show? What the hell's wrong with it?
Now, the last couple of episodes, there have been topics of about being friends with people who are not interested in your hobbies. This was directly related to the video gaming and the advice that you gave. Was pretty much if they don't share your hobby, then they're probably not real friends anyway. I thought this was actually a pretty bad message to send to people, as I have some very good friends who I have known for longer than 10 years. Some of them do not share my enthusiasm for video games, just as I don't share one of my friends' enthusiasm for rugby, just to name one. Having the same hobbies is not necessarily for a great friendship, though. I believe it can help, especially if you normally just do not get along that well. If your friends really have a problem with your hobby, then yeah, I can see the problem there, but it sounded like the whole situation just got dumped into one category. You don't have to like someone else's hobby, but if you respect it enough, that's fine. It's actually the respect for the other person that is far more important than what they do. And if you're uncomfortable about your hobby around those people, then you have a problem. But this is not the case for me. Anyway, just wanted to share my opinion with you guys. Keep up the awesome work and have a Merry Christmas. Julio, a.k.a. Corals from VG Evo.
Thank you.
Did we actually say that we didn't consider people that don't share our hobbies friends?
No.
I didn't. I know I didn't say that for sure.
No, I did not say that.
Because I have tons of friends that don't play video games.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, my best friend, the best man at my wedding, doesn't play any games at all. I mean, he plays a few games here and there, but it's mostly on PC, and it's mostly things like StarCraft. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's that type of thing. He's not at all a gamer. If it came out that way, if it came off as us saying it that way, then that was, you know, our bad. But
or it might have been said more in the way he said, like a respect thing for your hobby. Because I mean, if you're gonna have friends come over, they're gonna make fun of your game collection while you're there, and like seriously make fun of it. Then it's like, really, dude.
Yeah.
And Croyles, go back to the episode too, because right after what I was talking about, you know, when I mentioned the comment that, you know, these people are going to have problems with me liking video games, then they're probably not my friends anymore. I mean, because if they're going to have a problem with it, they think it's weird, that's not going to be the issue. And I have, you actually made the comment, if you're uncomfortable about your hobby around those people, then you have a problem. Well, I mean, right after I was making this a point, after that I said, I'm actually inviting these partners of my business, these business partners over to this room. You know, I am completely, completely comfortable with that, knowing that they are definitely some people, and there were, that were going to think that this is kind of weird. I have no qualms with that whatsoever. So, yeah, I mean, I understand.
Why do you have a character with a male midriff on your wall?
Are you one of those...
I can understand how this could be misconstrued, but
sorry. That being said, like everything he said makes sense, and we didn't mean it in that kind of context.
Yeah, definitely.
We
not.
Agree with you.
I have plenty of friends that don't play games. As a matter of fact, the people that I do know that play games, most of them I have met in person, but I knew them over an online forum first.
Right.
You know, most of the people that I actually know that I hang out with, like, if I'm just going to go to the movie or something like that, those people are probably people that I've known for a very long time, and they don't, you know, the friends that go way back for me don't play games at all.
Right.
You know, it wasn't until after college that I really started getting friends that were gamers.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Cool. What else we got?
Good deal. Moving on. We got another one. Starts off, hey.
And thank you, Julio, for your email.
Oh, absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Starts off, hey, hopefully I made my mail in time.
You did.
I just wanted to answer your question about my avatar name. My nickname here in the Philippines is actually Barong. I just added the W to make it sound a little bit more interesting, but ended up a little geeky like a rapper's name. Anyways, on to the question. And we lost all of our rappers.
We have about as many of those as we do toothless women. I think it's fine.
Anyways, on to the questions. Number one, what is the most expensive game-related item you've ever purchased, bundled or not?
Ooh.
So we're talking systems and everything, too?
Yeah, sure.
My PS3, when I first bought it, because I bought it when it was the original price, like a month,
600?
Couple months after, a couple months after launch.
Wow.
Game-related item. I'm going to say TV.
I can't really count my TV, but...
I can, because I actually bought this TV because I didn't like the way... I bought this TV because my PS3 didn't upscale to 1080i. And my last TV was 480p 1080i only. So that's exactly why I started looking for a new TV.
It's gaming related. I'll count it.
And it's the TV cost me about, I think it was like $1,600, $1,700.
Yeah,
but that was like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
It's kind of boring though, because then everyone's going to be TV. Because technically I could be like, my TV is the most expensive too.
Yeah, but related. Did you buy your TV specifically because your PS3?
My first HD TV I bought specifically for gaming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw how a 360 looked on HD, and I was like, wow, I can't play this on my standard FTV anymore. I need to go buy an HD TV.
So oh, well, there you go.
A 27-inch Sharp Aquos when they were pretty damn expensive, and I kicked myself for it afterwards. But, I mean, meh.
I know how that gaming. Is. My first HD TV I bought for... I financed $4,000 for my first HD TV.
Holy crap. Damn, dude.
Well, it was $4,000 with, like, a service contract and everything. But, like, literally a year later, that same TV was like, half the price.
Oh, yeah.
It was painful.
That's technology in general. That's everything. It's everything.
Yeah. You're right. It kind of slows down pace after a while. Like, the TV that I've got right now, I paid $1,600, $1,800 for. This TV probably still goes for about $1,000, maybe $1,200.
Yeah.
So let's make things a little bit interesting. Instead of just saying something that, let's do something directly game related where it's like, it's only used for games. So TV's out of the question. Most expensive thing you bought that's game related.
That would be my PS3 probably.
Accessory?
Probably the parts for my arcade stick, I think.
Yeah, I'd go PS3 and probably my TE sticks. For sure. Travis?
Funny.
Or Rock Band. The bundle when it first came
out. The funny thing is, my new Wii that I just bought is actually my most expensive thing I've ever bought in one purchase. Because it was a $299 bundle. Because remember, my PS3, even though it's a 60 gig launch system, it only cost me $250.
Oh yeah, because
you trade your Wii for it.
Because I traded the Wii for it. So,
that was a good trade.
yeah, it was. So my Wii was my most expensive bundle, and I own every console, every system that's this.
So what about the 360? So what'd you do with that?
I bought it off my brother for $50.
$50?
Oh my god!
My brother's troubled. He needed money.
Was he troubled before or after he sold you the 360 for $50?
He needed money, and it was $50. My mom freaked.
Needed money for what? Crack? Jesus.
I don't know. He just needed money.
Travis like, hell yeah, I'll rip you off.
You're my brother. Hell yeah. If I can't rip you off,
he came up to me one day. He was like, dude, I'll sell you my Xbox. Well, I really want it, but I don't have any money. I got like $50 in my wallet right now.
Okay.
Wait, what?
What?
Wow.
It's like, give me $50.
Yeah, here you go.
I even told him, like, dude, are you absolutely serious? Because I know how expensive these things are. Are you sure? And I was even being nice. I was like, dude, you want to, like, keep the games and trade them in for cash value? No, just give me $50 for everything. Okay, whatever. Boom. So, yeah,
score for
$50 for my Xbox, $250 for my PS3, and then we just got the bundle. For the Wii. So yeah, the Wii was my most expensive purchase.
Mr. Bargain Shopper over here. Next time I go shopping for consoles, I'm bringing you.
Seriously, no doubt, man. Travis, where should I go to buy this?
Instead of the impulse buy PS3. 5 minutes before the store closes. Nothing you can go buy a PS3. Alright. Why? At the time, it's well worth it now.
What else does he say?
Moving on. What is your most prized possession?
Like, in general or gaming possession?
Gaming-wise.
Most prized possession. That's it.
Oh, geez. I don't even know.
Let's stick to gaming.
You want to stick to gaming?
What's your most prized gaming possession?
All right. Well, I can do this one. For me, it's kind of a toss-up.
I think I know what you're going to say.
I don't think it's a toss-up anymore, though. It would have been a toss-up between... an original copy of Castlevania Rondo of Blood for the Turbo Duo, or PC Engine, I should say, and Panzer Dragoon Saga. I have an original copy of Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Motherfucker.
Nice.
I should have one of those.
It's not unfortunate because now a lot of people get to get their hands on it. But Rondo of Blood, as most people know, has been re-released for PSP under the name Dracula X. And there was also a report today that Rondo of Blood is coming out on the Nintendo Virtual Console in Australia. And if it's coming out in Australia, it's probably going to make its way to other territories as well. So whereas I still, you know, no matter how much I, if I do end up selling this game, no matter how much I sell it for, I'm going to end up ahead because I bought the damn thing for $20.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But
oh,
yeah. It's still not as prized as Panzer Dragoon Saga is now because I can still go on to eBay and sell that sucker for $200, $250.
Yeah. I was looking at eBay. Like I said, I was looking for shopping for Saturn games and a lot of the ones I want. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
oh my
God. Saga is a very unique case. Because apparently
only 5,000 of them were made or something like
Yeah, right? only like a single digit thousands were made, right? Mm-hmm. It's like less than 10,000 were made for US. And then all the source code for the game, gone. It's lost.
Done. They're never bringing that
So it's never going to get re-released for anything. You know, the only way they could do it is if they would have to actually rebuild the game from scratch.
And in that case, I'd just rather see a remake at that point, because I'm sure the game doesn't hold up to this day.
Visually, no, it doesn't. It doesn't
hold up. Those awesome Saturn 3D graphics.
Yeah. Not so much.
I was actually trying to think of, like, mine, and then there's no single item game-related that I could definitely live without, but one thing I would definitely not sell, give away, and make sure I had all the time was actually the Unistick that you guys made me. The God of War 3 Unistick.
Nice. You took mine, man.
No, really?
My Unistick is my number one.
Yeah,
prize.
Really? That's awesome.
It's one of a kind. I know no one else in the world's going to have that thing.
Yeah.
And it was given to me by you guys, which is awesome. And just that thing is the only thing I could say, hey, this is something that no one else will ever, ever have unless they steal it.
I'm touched,
if that happens, I'm going for their family.
I'm Sir Jason's crying.
And adding on the mind, you know, Jason was telling me at the time when I approached him about making a stick, you know, I think I just met him one time at Street Fight Club over at Jason's house with you guys. And, you know, he said, you know, people have been coming to me every day since we've been posting on that VG Evo thread about, you know, the fight sticks. Make me a stick. But he said, you know what, you came to me with a great idea, and it actually challenged me. And, you know, so he was getting all these people, and he decided, you know, yeah, I'll go ahead and make you one, because I really like this idea that we have going on here. And, you know, that was a big deal, because he was adamant to not get it done.
He also didn't know you very well at the time, too.
No,
so,
not at
I mean,
all.
I mean, that was, you know, you gave him a good idea, and he likes being creative about stuff like that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, you have a I love the design of your stick.
I love it.
I think it's awesome.
I'll have it I will pass that on to my children before anything else happens. I'll never let it go. Never.
I don't even use it anymore because it's like that, I don't know.
Right.
It's like, nope, I don't want it.
I use mine the entire time in Scrub Sport.
Oh, did he?
Me too.
I use it for the majority of Scrub Sport until I end up getting the other sticks. Cuz also the second one on my list would be the Mad Cat stick I have that I also ended up buying off Jason, but the one that was used by Gutex in Final Round in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, like, my stick is actually in that video that Ian Corfino did. Like, cool. So when he's rubbing it, he's blowing on it. I'm like, that is my stick. That's right there. And, yeah, those two were just like, yeah.
Should have had him sign it.
That would have, yeah, I should have actually. Or I guess one of you guys should have because you guys saw him.
Well, I didn't see him. Jason saw him.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Well, last question, and it seems it's specific to Jeff.
Excuse me.
He's it's asked, is Blends a popular coffee shop in Canada?
What's it called?
Blends. B-L-E-N-Z. Blends.
No. New. Never heard of it, actually. No. All right. The popular ones here are Tim Hortons, Second Cup, and Starbucks. Those are the big three.
Because he said he's been the one here in the Phil, and it's just like Starbucks. So I guess he was curious whether or not you've been.
They were like Canadian.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen one.
And it's signed Oliver, a.k.a. B-Wrong from VG Evo. And again, thanks for our request from last week of letting us know where your name came from.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah. Nice.
Cool.
Very cool.
All right.
What else we got?
Ready to move. Moving on, we have another one. Hey, guys. How's it going? I have a question for you all. Well, Travis specifically. Now that we got your opinion about Crackdown, there is one other key piece of information
need
to know.
Don't do it.
Does Warhawk have legs?
Oh, okay.
What did you, before I answer, what did you think it was?
what's a spiritual successor?
Well, you answer first, Travis. Yeah.
Oh, no, okay. I downright, and Arkham's going to hate me for this, but I downright hate Warhawk. And I personally do not think it has legs. I think it is a
total niche.
I think it's very niche, and I just don't like it whatsoever. But do I think it has legs? Well, I mean, how long ago did you guys start?
Generally
Warhawk
speaking,
Wednesday?
Though, because when we had our had legs conversation, it's not just whether or not there's a small group of people playing the game. It's whether it's because any game you'll find people playing online, pretty much, like. So, like, generally speaking, does it have legs?
Well, I mean, they kept on, you know, releasing DLC for it. They kept on... Did developers support the product to keep people playing? Yes. Does it have legs? I don't know. I don't really play it that much, to be honest with you. I really don't have much of an answer. I really don't like the game. So, I mean, does it have legs? I'm sure for some people it does. You know, I mean, for me, if someone asked if SOCOM have legs, I would say absolutely yes, it does have legs, where some people who don't like SOCOM will probably disagree with me, so I guess that's kind of where I sit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't remember what I said. I'm pretty sure I said no, but I was totally wrong. I'll eat some crow, because there's still a lot of people playing that game.
Yeah, there are.
Even though I'm the same.
There's still a lot of people playing it. A lot more than I expected to be playing it two and a half years after it came out.
I think it was Metal Gear I said didn't. I remember it was either Metal Gear or Warhawk didn't have legs. I'm pretty sure it's actually Metal Gear I said I didn't really think it had legs.
And you're absolutely right, because that is terrible.
And that's, not too many people are playing that anymore.
Yeah. And that's signed Big Red SC. Thank you for the question.
Thanks, Big Red.
Yep.
What was the one you were thinking of, Chris? So maybe someone could write, or maybe you shouldn't say anything, maybe someone else will figure it out.
I actually already said it, but I think you were talking at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Spiritual successor was what I thought. I was like, please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't. Oh my God.
That would be bad. Horse into the ground.
All right, what else we got?
This is from our buddy Poop and Flames.
Poop.
What up, Poop?
He says,
Poop.
He says, hey guys, my download of your last episode went balls up, so I didn't hear what the topic of the week was. Therefore, I'll just write you all and wish all four of you a happy holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hopefully, I'll see some of you online during the holidays, but if not, enjoy whatever it is you are doing.
Thank you very much.
I'll add one thing, though. Game of the year is not Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Amen, brother.
I agree. For me, it's a close race between Uncharted 2 and Killzone 2. After spending about 500 plus hours, God, on Killzone 2.
That's crazy, man.
I know.
That is a lot.
I guess it's the front runner for him. But I am not sure, because I really, really enjoyed Uncharted 2 as well. That is it. Merry Christmas, guys. Keep on distracting us into 2010. Lots of drunken gaming love coming from me to all of you. Poop and Flames.
Thank you. We could go into detail about what we think is game of the year, but that's coming soon.
It's coming up. Yeah.
So be patient.
It's going to be so big and so descriptive and in detail. We're going to have two episodes.
That's right.
Yes. Didn't say it's going to be awesome, though. It's just going to be really freaking long.
Oh, yeah. We never claim that the episode's going to be good before we do it. No.
Oh, God, no.
No.
We never claim that the episodes are good after we do them.
Afterwards.
What are you talking about?
Well, the spiritual successor to this episode, I'd like to have a word with you.
Stop that right now. Just stop. All right. What else?
We got one more, guys.
Okay, cool.
One more. And this was kind of hinted toward us by Confidence Man 2.
Oh.
That this was coming, and we finally got it. So,
was it the whole stat thing or keeping tabs?
Cool.
He has a little introduction. Hello, Indus. Confidence Man 2 here.
What's up?
I want to give a shout out to Travis for becoming the newest member of the Indus crew. I hope you have an enjoyable time at Interactive Distractions. It's okay. Until you get canned for hating on a game enjoyed by the VG Evo community. I guess that's the general consensus, right? He hates Uncharted 2 and the
He got canned. We were forced to fire him.
Yeah, he had to go.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, congratulations. Now, as I hinted before, I've been working on something called Indus Stats, and here it is for episodes 101 to 104.
Oh, okay.
All right. Starting off, the number of times Chris mentions Phantasy Star.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
8.
That's
okay,
it?
Okay, that's not too... Well, we're talking, what, 4 episodes?
Yeah.
Was it 101 to 108? Okay. 101 to 10... What?
That's an average of 2 an episode. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 episodes we're looking at. That's not too bad.
Number of times Jeff mentions either God of War or Halo, 7.
Okay, so I mentioned Phantasy Star more than you mentioned 2 games.
2 games, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Better catch up, Jeff.
I'm sure that's going to happen in the next couple months for sure.
The number of times Jason has mentioned Street Fighter, only 4 times.
Only 4?
Hmm. Well, I guess that wow. 1-star review really, really got to him, so he decided to hush up. The number of times Jason hates on Uncharted 2, and the reason he was fired, 19.
Holy crap!
Oh my God.
It all, you know, we joke about it, but it all makes sense.
It's all coming together.
Oh, jeez. 19. Holy crap. That's awesome.
The number of times someone says blank with fest at the end of it.
It was fest.
6.
It was after Indus Fest.
It
so
was after
Indus
Fest. We actually got impressed about
man.
That.
Oh, man. If it was before, oh.
It may be like, more like
oh my
600.
God. Or during that fucking episode?
Yeah, because he would have had to count it during the show, man. That would have been crazy. And all the Reekin Fests and Bork Fests, that would have been nuts.
Bork Fest. Yeah. Forgot about that.
We're already at the number right now in this one episode than we were before in the last 4.
The number of emails read on the show, 26.
Not bad.
The number of voicemails played on the show, 18.
Wow.
Number of random questions asked by Aces High, 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally asked, let me know if you guys want me to start tracking other stats.
That'd be
yeah,
awesome.
Hell yeah,
dude.
That's awesome. I love it.
Well, real quick, let's talk about it. What other stats could they possibly, you know, could he
I think he should just.
I think he should just make it up. This is
yeah,
this is
I don't think
shit,
we should give
any
suggestions because I like it better
this.
When it's a surprise.
Yeah.
And I
like
think
it.
It's also fresh in his mind, too, because he actually started listening to us not too long ago and he caught up from episode 1 to.
Yeah.
I think it was in
he
the
went,
90s.
He went back and listened to the abortion that was episode 1 of Interactive Distractions.
Yeah, and so he probably has a lot of stuff fresh in his mind, and he probably could come up with quite a few ridiculous stuff. Like maybe the amount of times that Travis says y'all.
I was going to say that.
Oh.
Damn you.
The amount of times I say basically, because it's all the time. It's
no,
at least
yours
not, 3 times.
Yours is basically and mine is actually.
No. Is exactly.
Mine is actually.
And I say exactly a lot too,
exactly.
Actually.
But
yeah.
You have me saying it now cool. too, so. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you want to do that, confidence, that would be awesome.
The other one that I say a lot is sounds good.
Sounds good.
That would be like.
Oh my God.
4 episodes, it'd be like 80 times. It's like, all right. Good. No, not sounds good. Good stuff. That's what it is.
Oh,
good stuff.
Man.
It would be like too many. Don't track that one, please. I don't need that embarrassment.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I'm just going to cut this out so you don't hear it.
The amount of edits Chris has made to not make him look like a douche. Well, we're
actually,
not going to know because he edits
it's
them
more
out.
Like,
yeah,
the amount of times Chris threatens to edit so he doesn't look like a douche.
Yeah. Or how many times he says, we're leaving that in for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly.
Well,
there you
what
go.
What is the we're leaving that in to I'm editing that out ratio? I'd like to see that number.
Awesome. Hey, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I like that one.
That sounds good, buddy. Sounds good.
All right. Exactly.
Good stuff.
Okay.
So
when you think Confidence Man had already done enough, he actually got us some extra. Random questions for us, but more of that who's who format.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so he's going above and beyond what he's what you know what
no
he,
doubt.
What he originally done. So he continues on, and since his email would be way short without it, who in Indus is most likely to first secretly like playing Wii Fit while thinking to himself, I'm exercising and gaming.
Who owns Wii Fit?
I don't.
I don't either.
You
have EA Sports.
I'd say either Chris or myself, because we were the ones who bought what's it called for the Wii. EA Sports Active, yeah. But yeah. It got old quick, and I never once thought, I'm playing a game and working out. In fact, I never thought either of them. So
yeah, I would probably say me.
I'd agree.
All right. Moving on. Who would be caught playing Rock Band wearing only their underwear?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff. No, Jeff's not that one.
Who would put on shades, bleach his hair, smoke a cigar, and say, come get some?
Jeff. only because of the bleach his hair thing, because I know he does some crazy shit with his hair.
Yeah, right. I actually did have bleach hair for a while back in the day.
See? I win.
Good idea for Halloween.
Nice. Who would let his inner Bork shine through and rank top 10 on an XBLA or PSN titles worldwide leaderboard?
Oh, Chris, I think.
That would be Chris, yeah.
Yeah, I think Chris for sure.
Really?
Yeah, right. I think you... Yeah. I don't know how Travis is yet in terms of score chasing.
No.
Unless it's Street Fighter, I can't see Jason chasing something for too long. Because we tried to do the whole Trials HD thing, and once we saw that Silent Hero Shura beat the crap out of both of us, we both kind of stopped playing the game.
Well, remember that Jason had the score chase thing with Super Stardust HD going with Sarah.
Yeah, but that was both on Super the fucking Jason and just kind of, weren't they just going at each other?
Yeah, but Chris, out of everybody, you had the highest overall score on Arcade Easy out of anyone in Indus too, though. So
did I?
Because I remember, yeah, out of the Indus group.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd say
Chris would probably be the best. I think he'd be the most one likely to show up in a top 10 list. I think.
Okay. Yeah.
On
yeah.
either PSN or Xbox Live.
I am to hardcore.
And finally, we have who would buy a camcorder, write a 10-page script, and get his drinking buddies together for filming in order to successfully give Uwe Ball a run for his money.
Travis.
Travis or Jason?
I was going to say Jason.
I would say Jason with Jason. Travis.
Yeah, I think it would be a team collaboration, but I think I think Jason would be the first one to do something like that. I think he'd be the one that'd be like, let's do this. We can make something better.
See, Jason's got all the video experience going on, but Travis is the improv guy.
And you know what? Believe it or not, while I was at work the other day, I wrote down 5 skits, which I guess we'll talk about after we record. I got a few skits that I want to talk to y'all about.
Oh, shit.
But I've already written it down. I was about to go to Jason with it as soon as he got back from his trip.
Cool.
So, you know what? Let's do it. It's going to happen. Cool. Me and Jason, we're down for that. Nice. And that's his last of the who's who. And he finishes off saying, happy holidays, everybody. To Jeff, happy Boxing Day. Kwanzaa, Tom Cruise Day, or whatever you people celebrate.
Tom Cruise Day.
Sincerely, Confidence Man 2.
Thanks, Confidence, and happy holidays to you as well.
Merry Christmas, Hana Kwanzaa-don.
Avis.
And guys,
yeah,
that's all for me.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Cool. All right, let's see. I think it is time to give something away.
Give some stuff away? We're giving away more stuff today.
We are like giving it. Away more stuff because yeah. we fucked it up last week and didn't give it away last week. So we're going to do it this week. But we're going to start with Duke Nukem, given to us by GOG.com, Good Old Games.
It's a website.
It is a website. And this is our last drawing for Duke Nukem. We will actually be doing the review for Duke Nukem next week because of the way the calendar kind of falls. We have this 1 week that's out in limbo. So we're going to do that next week. And we won't be giving away a code next week either. So that's unfortunate. But here we go. All right. So I am at random.org and I am generating my random number. And that random number is 4.
Oh.
Ah, low number. All right. Number
that's
4.
That's good, though. A lot of the little numbers get kind of left out.
Yeah, that's true. Especially this time around. We've had a lot of high numbers for this one. The winner is Taxbar. I think that's
Taxbar
how you say it.
Taxbar.
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 So congratulations Taxbar. To you. You have won Duke Nukem from Good Old Games. I will be sending you your code on Monday when we release the show.
Enjoy it.
I wish I had music to play, but I don't.
Go get some.
Sorry. Shake it, baby.
All right. So we also have from Fergus 1001 a code for Left 4 Dead 2. And I have to say that I am extremely disappointed because
me too.
We are giving away a code for Left 4 Dead 2 for I think it's for Steam, right? And
yeah, it's for Steam,
we only
Steam,
got
yeah.
three entries for this.
Well, I guess only three people are interested in Left 4 Dead 2.
I guess so. So we're gonna
or three people have
PCs
the PC
to play it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's true.
But
too.
The good news is, those three people that you have a 1 in 3 chance.
That's
so.
Right. You have a 1/3 chance, a 33% chance of winning. All right. So the question, the entries were: if you forgot to give your significant other a Christmas gift, what would you do? So we have three entries for this, and here's the first one. The first one is from Lee Kelly. He says, okay, funny story. I forgot to get my wife a Christmas present the year we had the baby. and I got screwed on Christmas Eve. I got screwed at on Christmas Eve? Okay. My wife tells me, tomorrow morning, I expect to find a gift in the driveway that goes 0 to 200 in 6 seconds, and it better be there. Next morning, we get up and up early, and she looks out the window, and sure enough, there's a present gift boxed in the middle of the drive. My wife was confused and put on her dressing gown, brought the box inside. Sure enough, she found a brand spanking new bathroom scale.
Oh, man.
Oh. Needless to say, we didn't talk much that Christmas.
I hope he's kidding. Hey, if he's still married, then that's good.
I think he is kidding, but it is funny to hear it.
Oh, my God. Because
I think I've heard this before, but it's still funny as shit every time I hear it.
That is funny.
All right. Good. This next one is from Bug from VG Evo. And he actually sent in two, sort of. He gave us a funny one and a non-funny one. So here's what he has to say. The non-funny one. If I forgot to get my wife a present, I would do several things. I would first burn all of the mixed tapes, yes, tapes, onto a CD for her, transferring the art to the new CD covers, time permitting.
Okay.
So that was his serious way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
His other one says...
Mixed tapes.
I would take some toilet paper, then take off all my clothes. I don't like where this is going. And use the toilet paper to make a bow to wrap around myself. And guess I'll need a full roll. You can take that however you want. I would then lay under the Christmas tree and then call my wife into the living room where the tree is. And I would say, Merry Christmas. I got you wood.
That's good too, though.
All right. Last one. This is from Abby Parkish.
All right.
And this is all kind of mixed together, so I might trip over myself, so I apologize if I do. My partner is quite the avid gardener. Yes, she once grew a pumpkin so big it couldn't fit in her car. So yes, I forgot to get her a present. How? Let's just say she was so obsessed. I thought she forgot about Christmas. So I get on Christmas Day and she's near the tree and there's only one present there. I forgot. She's looking at me suspiciously, but she doesn't say anything. Then she gets up and tells me that she's going to work early. Well, this is excellent. Plenty of time for me to come up with a present. Well, something for the garden. Aha! See, we have two dogs. Both of them are large, and with large dogs comes loads of feces. And what better fertilizer than some nitrogen-rich dog poo? So I go into our garden, get some soil, add harvest, and some fresh poo. I tried to use a shovel, but it didn't do the job. That's where my hands came in.
Oh,
it was disgusting,
God.
But worth it. Within 15 minutes left to go, I scrupulously package it up with layer after layer of wrapping. Unfortunately, the smell was ever present. So I had to use a whole can of Air Wick. She comes back and it's time for opening presents. I open my present and I'm thrilled. A light microscope of high quality. And I've been waiting for it for at least 4 years. She opens her present and I'm sweating like a hog. She cries. I'm worried. Then she kisses me. Mission accomplished. Unfortunately, the dog poo killed her prize pumpkins. I don't know what to think about this one. I really don't. I'm like, I'm thinking, did you really box up a bunch of shit?
That's a hard story to believe for a couple reasons, but
if it's
true story, they don't have to be true stories.
No, they don't have to be true stories. That's true. That was part of the conditions.
That's a really shitty Christmas right there.
So we actually wanted to get Fergus on the show to pick one.
We could still get him to vote for him, though.
Yeah.
We could still send him something.
He said just to do it, because I sent him a PM, right, and he said that he's busy with school and stuff. So he just wants us to do it. So what do you guys think?
Oh, my God.
Do we do this randomly? Do we pick one?
I think we should do it randomly, because they all three of them got us laughing.
That's true.
All three of them are pretty clever. I say random.
All right. Travis, do you agree with that?
I'll say random this time.
This time?
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Well, then I will go to random.org once again. All right. So there's only three entries, so I'm generating my random number between 1 and 3. How exciting. Number 3. Abby Parkish.
Yay!
The poop go. Joke.
The pumpkins the wins it.
Nice.
Poopy pumpkins for the win. So you have won the Left 4 Dead 2 code, so I will be sending that to you again Monday after we put the show out.
Awesome, awesome. And I had said, you know, this time let's do it random. You know, we have been dabbling, you know, in the discussion of doing some monthly contests that are similar, that we're, you know, kind of striving for people to send us a whole bunch more, hopefully more than three, you know, answers, kind of like these little homework assignments, and, you know, something nice and funny, original, you know, to really get in. And you know, if we do this, I'm really looking forward to maybe, you know.
No, we'll have to choose
getting
those.
Yeah, we'll definitely choose the one that we think is funniest for that. But, yeah, we are talking about that, and that is something that to keep an eye out for. Hopefully, you'll hear more about it, if not on the next show, the show after that.
The one after that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to pick out a winner.
January to be the first month that we do it, so we'll see.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick out a winner when you're choosing one, because, I mean, look how long it took us to choose our Find a Fourth contest.
Oh,
we were debating that for,
forever. Travis, you weren't involved in that, but it took a long time, because we had a lot of good entries, and it was tough.
Yeah, it was nuts.
All right, cool. So all we got left is question of the week, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So normally around this time, we'd be doing our game of the year stuff. But see, the problem with that is that there's still games that we haven't played yet, or at least I haven't played yet. And I'm getting two games that I know will probably be contenders for game of the year for Christmas. So we're going to delay it. But next week, we're going to do a late to the party show.
That's right.
We want to know, what game that came out in 2008 did you discover and enjoy in 2009?
Ooh.
So you can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's almost late, but it's not.
You can also leave us a message on Google Talk. That is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And then individually, we are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, and Indus Jeff. Geoff.
Indus Geoff.
Okay. Geoff.
And Indus Jason. Forgot Jason.
I didn't forget Jason. Week, you bitched
last
at me last
week
time.
I was
Jason first.
Oh. And you called him a douche. And now you're going to call him a douche for not mentioning
you. You should know me by now.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Jeff. See, now I lost my place. Facebook, yes, Interactive Distractions Podcast. So join our group. Travis has been doing a pretty good job of keeping people updated of when stuff's happening. So, keep in mind that we are posting more articles on the site as often as possible. So interactivedistractions.com, check it out. We're posting as much content as we can right now. And that is all I have. Do you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get the hell out of here?
I think I'm good.
I'm good.
Actually, I think I'm forgetting something. I just can't remember.
Merry Christmas?
Maybe? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays and all that stuff.
Yeah, in reality, this episode's
They're
coming out
this
after Christmas, so we hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, we never.
And happy fucking New Year. How about that?
Word.
Yeah.
Be safe.
That's right. Be safe. Don't drink and drive, please, God. Don't do it. It's not worth it. All right, cool. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us, and please leave us an iTunes review or a review on the Zune Marketplace, because apparently we're there now. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.